break it, nigga.
I'm faded off that new boat, chillin' with two hoes different. Anytime I link this, that new nigga that's them so different. Me and my nigga just acting bad, high power conglomerate, living that life in county cash. Old friends I no longer have, I know a lot of people that smiling in my face, but I'll be humping back every time I'm gone. So when they call my number, I'll never pick up. Too many niggas, not enough hoes. There's so many niggas acting like hoes.
Yeah. I remember when I came out and shit, man, it been so long since I seen my dick. Probably been 5 months since I seen my stick. God damn it, K-Dot, when it comes to it.
When I was sick, when I was
counting,
niggas couldn't get a call, just a block from my rock chair, nigga, I was motherfucking out here. When the flashing lights on me stopped like reindeer, when I should have been making bang, yeah, I was somewhere stuck with a flame, yeah. Motherfucker, see how far that I came in, went broke and I came up in the same year. Can I get a hell yeah?
Drop my tears, hold my joy, show my pride. Music, say my fucking life, I'm doing it right in your left behind. Feel my pain, now I'm styling, hurting this shit. I spent 2,000 different hoes, different islands.
I'm a mixtape and it's all like an album, reason why I'm
doing this, bitch, suck my dick. Yeah, I'm doing this, bitch, suck my dick. Tell them I'm doing this, bitch, suck my dick. Yeah, I'm doing this, bitch, suck my dick.
Yeah.
Too many niggas, not enough hoes. So many niggas acting like hoes. Gave to myself like no one do. Yeah, I bought myself a 9 in the morning. Find a dick on me, bitch, with you. Apologize if you let me do. Too many niggas and not enough hoes. Most of you niggas acting like hoes.
Are tuned into K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I got my motherfucking shit cocked and loaded for you bitches tonight. Let's get it! Welcome to Illa Kill. Drums, please. What's happening, man? I'm glad everybody's here. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Radio Zone, Illa Kill, where we give artists a chance to get put into rotation over here on the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Hit those phone lines, let us know what's popping, all right? Hit those phone lines, let us know what's popping, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number that you can call in, all right? And that's the number, if you're an artist, if you got music that's supposed to be getting played and reviewed tonight, and that's the number that you need to hit the phone lines, all right, for. Again, 347-934-0966. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. I'm about, what, 1 minute late for the party? Whatever, sue me. This segment, what we do right here, man, if you listen to Illa Kill before, this is just what we do to give artists a chance to get put in rotation. Everything over here is predicated by how good your music is. We cut out, you know, some people say it's, I like to say that cut out of politics, but then again, it's like you're kind of voting, so it is sort of political at the end of the day, but it's not, you know, it's not about money, it's just about, you know, can you make people move with your music? Does your music connect with people from all over the nation? Whipped out of Atlanta, Georgia, but we play music from everywhere, all over the nation, hip-hop and R&B, all right? That's what we do here at K100 Radio. So, understand that when you're submitting your music to the show, we're not pandering to the Southeast. We're not pandering to the East Coast, to the backpackers, to the trap. We're pandering to everybody. We want everybody to tune into the show. We've got 10 DJs on the show, all right, that's doing mixed segments and everything. And they DJ, some of them DJ in clubs or whatever. And they have their own local artists that they show love to. And we have local artists here in Atlanta that we show a lot of love to, the ones that we see out here on the ground. But at the end of the day, make no mistake, K100 Radio was all about playing diverse hip-hop and R&B, all right? We're not going to sit here and play, 2 hours of trap music. It's never going to happen on the station. Then again, we're not going to omit trap music either. We're going to play that. We're going to play some backpack music. We're going to play some, you know, gangsta. We're going to play some laid-back, you know, lovey-dovey type, whatever. We're going to run the gambit over here at K100 Radio. So just know that this is not the station to tune into if you want to hear just one kind of music. We play all kinds of music. So you got to be a real lover of hip-hop and R&B, and be well diverse to really enjoy the programming over here. All right, so keep that in mind when people send music in. They're like, ah, man, I sent this song in, yo, and it go hard in the club. Like, yo, everybody in my hood, like, well, everybody in your hood probably don't even got the fucking internet. One, two, they probably don't listen to internet radio. Three, which means I don't give a fuck. I pander to a particular audience that does have TuneIn, that does have a Wi-Fi, that does have, you know, the capabilities to listen to online radio. And those people tend to be diverse. They don't listen to one kind of music. All right, you want that one kind of music, you probably can go to the flea market and buy the mixtape and just listen to that shit. Trap, 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 trap. You fucking die. Got no problem with trap music. Love it. Fuck with a whole bunch of niggas that make it. Whole bunch of my... Hold up. Stop that shit. Hold up. My bad. we had to play a launch in another window, and it just started playing by itself. My bad. That's actually what was playing earlier. So my bad. All right, back to the background music. Anyway, now that you got that, now that you understand, because we getting people saying, they haters, they people on their show that's haters and blah blah blah, or they don't like southern music. Motherfucker, I'm from the South and I live in the South. The fuck up. If anybody got love for southern artists, I just don't like whack shit. I also don't like artists that rap about a whole bunch of motherfucking money and shit, and how you got bricks and shit, but you can't afford to get your shit mixed and mastered properly. Okay? These are the kind of things that aggravate me over here at K100 Radio, and this is the shit I deal with. You got cats over there telling me they're jumping out of foreign cars and all this other kind of shit, and then the fucking song ain't mixed and mastered, and you want me to play it in rotation, and I'm a hater when I don't do it. Fuck you and that song. I gotta get this off my chest, because I keep hearing this shit repeatedly come up. So, I'm being perfectly clear and perfectly honest with you guys. I'm just being honest. This music is about we play people on the phone now. I give the artists the opportunity to have their friends and family and support call into the show. All right? So, if you say you got a gang, you got a clique, and you 100, you 20 deep, what, them niggas ain't got no phones? Everybody got a message. Give them the number. Tell them to call in. But if you running 100 deep everywhere you go, you squat up. And then I do it, it'll kill, call in, and ain't nobody on the phone for you. Ain't nobody trying to take an hour out of their day to support you on this little thing we do over here to help you get put into rotation. Well, then, you're going to need more people. That being said, let's get it cracking. Again, follow us on Twitter at K100 underscore radio, at K100 underscore radio. Let's go to the phone lines, see who's checking in. People already on the phone lines. I'm pretty sure the artist's checking in. We'll go ahead and load their music up. From the 518-729, welcome to Illa Kill. What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Chosen.
Chosen, what's happening? Chosen, wait a minute. Chosen, you back already? You ain't been
yes,
in rotation?
Yes, sir. Yo, yeah, I think so. He tweeted me today.
I tweeted you to tune into the show, to come back and show some support for the show, letting you know we're doing Illa Kill, in case you might happen to listen.
Oh,
now
you
don't.
I got you.
Hang up. Now you want to hang up now, right? You want
to
hang up?
No, I'm in, man.
Yo, you got it. You just got added to the rotation, homie. You got to wait 60 days before you can submit a new song. Period.
Oh, all right, I feel you. Thank you.
You've been getting a lot of plays. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, thank you, bro. Respect.
Well, it's a good song. It's a good song. It's a good song for radio. It's a good song. I hear people that hear it and they're like, yo, I like that. Who is that? So when people actually hit me up and say, yo, I like that one joint. Who is that? Nah, I play it. All right.
Yo, thank you, man.
Well, it's it's a good song. What can I say? That's how it is over here. If it's good, then we're gonna play it. If you get ill, then your song is still kind of like okay. We'll play it, but we won't play it as much. That's just the truth of the matter. We're not gonna fuck up our program just for the sake of like, you know, we're just not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you get ill,
yeah,
we'll play it, but we won't put it in rotation. But if it's a great song, then we'll play it a lot. And then you submitted a great song. I actually really like that record. So,
thank you, man.
Yeah. We want to be a part of the reason why, if it ever takes off or whatever, you can say, hey, man, K100 Radio, one of the first places that really was breaking that shit, playing it constantly. We want to say that about everything. Right now we beating the FM station top, man. I be hearing shit on the FM radio now, right? That we playing on We've been playing K100 for like 60 days and shit, just coming out on you know, they just not playing it on FM. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're at with it. There's no red tape. We get all these same email blasts and all the same shit that the big stations get, but there's like no one else. There's no hierarchy, there's no favor, or no nobody's mad at somebody's manager or no fucking shit going on like that. It's like, if that shit is dope, especially if they're a mainstream artist, we're going to play it. So now what's happening is people are telling me, like, yo, I heard this shit on FM, but I heard this shit on K100, like last month sometime for the first time. I just now heard it.
Oh, and that's word. That's dope.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, that's what's happening right now. The local people in Atlanta, they seeing me out, and they're like, yo, man, you be playing that shit way before those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be getting that shit, like, are you getting it before them? I'm like, no. I said, we all get the same email blast, and we all on the same email list from all the labels and all that shit, too. I'm on a lot of that shit, and that's why I get some of the music for the big guys, the big boys, right? And I'm like, there's nothing. I hear, if you're a fucking veteran in the game, you know what I'm saying? You push a T or whoever, and you've been doing this shit for a long time, and I get an email blast, you got some new shit coming out. I'm going to click play. If that shit is dope, I'm adding to the rotation. There is no, oh, damn, man, Kanye. Well, the program is mad about the Grammys, what Kanye did at the Grammys 2 years ago, and he's not fucking with Kanye. Good music. There's none of that fuck shit over here. It's hot. We're playing it. And so what's happening is I'm playing some of the majors before the fucking FM station is, right? And people are listening to K100. They're like, man, you playing this shit like way before they catch on. They catching up to you. Well, now you get it. So, I'm on schedule. It's not even 10 minutes into the show yet. I want you guys to be aware of what's going on over here at K100. Because I don't think people understand how serious it is over here right now. But look, Chosen, you got to wait, homie.
It's been no doubt, bro. Hey, when my 60 days is up, I'll send you another heater.
All right, got it. But are you going to hang around and vote for some music?
Yeah. I'll stick around.
All right, to the next artist. Let's find out who's online. Let's see who's checking in. Stand by. 203.
Yeah.
Oh, what up? Welcome to K-103.
203, that's Sick Flow in the building.
What's going on, homie? Sick Flow?
Yeah, Sick Flow. Yeah, with that Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. I got that joint. I got that. You up
yeah,
first,
okay.
Homie. Sick Flow.
Oh, that's
Kool-Aid.
What it is. Yeah, let's get it in.
We take the calls. Artists, we take the calls. That's why I said in the email, call in early. You know what I'm saying? We take the calls, order that you hit the phone line, and the switchboard doesn't lie. I can't change the order.
That's what it does.
So people are like, oh, you skipped the list, nigga. Ain't no list. This ain't a fucking open mic. Switchboard is a computer. It can't fucking say, nigga, I know you from the hood. You go first.
That's what's up. Let's get it.
Doesn't work that way, people. Doesn't work that way. All right, you first, Sick Flow with Kool-Aid. All right,
I'm right here.
All right, homie, stand by. 281-736, what up, though?
What it is, man?
What going on? Who this?
It's Rashad Miller, man. I got some music that I'm supposed to be getting played or whatever, you know, so I'm tuned in, checking it out.
All right, homie, what's your name again?
Rashad Miller.
Rashad Miller, that's your artist name, right?
Yeah.
All right, what's the name of the song?
The name of the song, and the email is all called Something More.
All right. I got you. You second, all right?
All right.
All right, you got the email, right? I want to make sure. All right, I'm pretty sure you did. We'll stand by. Rashad Miller, second. 707-758. What up, though?
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Young NAZ. You know, I'm calling in, checking in again, man.
Young NAZ, what's happening, homie? What'd you do? Send me some.
Yeah.
You got ill last time, but it was like one of them borderline ills. That's what happened with Young NAZ.
You know how it be, man. They still loving me. It's nothing. That's why I sent you that other track, man. That other one, The Dope Game, man. They going to love that, too.
All right, well, we're going to find out. You got to, since you already did get ill, you were already on last week. We got to give a chance to the artist who's never been on and never did get a chance to get ill. But we'll try to get you in there because I know you feel a way about it, but it is what it is. But, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you have to send me the email. That's why I'm calling you right now.
That's why I send it back to you. I'm going to give you a chance because I know you felt the way about it. And frankly, we played the song. I don't know if you've seen the tweets or whatever, but we played the song, but just not as much because it's one of those songs where, but it did get ill, so we have played it. But I know you want to, I know you want to get it to where it's like, yeah, everybody's fucking with it and you want to get it played like everybody does, right? It's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, they playing it heavily in LA right now. You feel me? They playing it too in a few other places, so it's popping. It's doing what it's supposed to do. The video finna be on the way too, so be looking for that.
I got all confidence in the fact that you're going to push it. I'm just saying how it went down over here. We got to stick to the script over here at K100. That's all.
All right, well, I'm with y'all, man. You know, I'm supporting y'all from the West Coast, man, from the Bay Area.
Absolutely, homie. Appreciate the love. Stand by, all right?
All right.
44852. I'm going to let Young NAZ run that dope game joint. because I think, you know, he's going hard. He's working. You know what I mean? 404-852, what up, though? Who's this?
What's up, homie? This is Smoke G.
Oh, Smoke G, what's going on, homie? What's popping?
I can't call it what you know. I'm tuning in, man. I had got the email. I sent out an email from a song, Notice.
Yeah, you're up for the vote first. Smoke G, what's the name of your song again?
Notice.
Notice, that's right. All right, stand by. So far, you're gonna be three or four somewhere with him. We're gonna make sure. I'm gonna go ahead and get you, let Young and AZ. I'm gonna see what's gonna happen with the Dope Game joint this week. Now, Young and AZ, I'm telling you, homie, the same results from the last time. I don't know what to tell you at that point, but we're gonna give Young and AZ another shot because he wants to solidify a banger. He wants the K100 stamp. I feel him. Smoke G, you after him? Stand by.
All right, that's
what's up. As an artist, I would too. 404-933. What up, dog? On the K100.
Yeah, what up, boy? This is Jackie Moon checking in, man.
What's happening, bro? I got the email for the information for the Carolina Cool joint, so I'll be able to add that now. You know, I couldn't add it before then, so yeah.
Man, matter of fact, just what I got on the phone. I got him to add you on Facebook, man. So y'all link up that way too.
All right, that's what's up. Of course, you know, you got to, you know, do the Twitter. So when we do the tweets, it can put his artist name and all that stuff, too. So that's why I told you I need the information.
Oh, okay.
Right.
No doubt. Did you get the news you had from us?
Did you send it at the last minute again?
Nah, I sent it in the same time as the info.
Okay. I got to find that one. Stand by. You just submitted a song last week, though. H and Doug.
Nah, that was my joint. I was featured on that, man. You know that one, joint. You know how it'd be crazy and shit.
Y'all done found a way to beat the system to get in on every week. Y'all just don't see everything.
That was a feature, bro. You know how shit be crazy as hell, dog. ain't gonna ride like that.
All right, man. Stand by. Jackie Moon, what was the name of the joint you sent me in?
It's called Hell on Heroin. It might be HOH.
Hell what now?
Heroes on Heroin. Or is HOH. I don't know what I'm sending on that. Look, see.
There you go. I got to find it. Stand by. All right.
Bet.
317-300. Welcome to K100. Illa Kill. What's popping?
What's up, dog?
What's going on? Who this?
It's Mad Vo.
Who this is again?
I said this Mad Vo.
Mad Vo. What's going on?
What's up with you, dog?
Shit, chilling, man. You got music up for tonight? You got an email from us?
Yep, got an email from you. It's called Step It Up.
All right, name of the joint's called Step Up, right?
Yep.
All right, I got you, homie. I find it. Say your name one more time. How you spell it?
M-A-V-O.
Oh, M-A-V-O. I got you, homie. We'll find it. Yep. Your number 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, all right? All right? All right. All right, text people. Let them know. Call into the show. Tune in.
Let's get it, man.
I'm trying to tell the artists, man. I don't know. I think artists don't get that if you just text your homeboys or whatever and they out fucking off or whatever, tell them they call into the show and vote. Like, seriously, that helps you. You know what I'm saying? The more people voting for you, the chances, you know, you got your homeboys on the line. Some people say that's not fair. They're stacking the deck, but I'm just saying it shows support. That matters over here. K100 773-819. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
Yo, what's good? It's your man Jerry D. Fineness.
Okay, say that again.
Jerry D. Fineness.
All right, you got an email from me?
I got one, fam.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
Money Grind.
All right, stand by. We're gonna find that for me. All right, say your name one more time. How you spell it?
It's GERID FYNIZ. Jerry D. Fineness.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I'll find that. I saw that. All right, stand by, homie. All right. 512-801. Welcome to Illa Kill. Who's this?
What's going on, man? It's Todd Anthony in the building.
Todd Anthony, right?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? What's the name of your song again?
Like Me.
What is that?
Like Me.
Like Me, right? All right, Like Me. All right, Todd Anthony. All right, yeah. You guys, that's everybody that's checked in so far. That's everybody that's number one. Got to let you guys know, if you call into the switchboard, you need to say number one on the switchboard. It lets me know that you want to talk to me. If you don't check in and hang up. If you're not here, don't check in and hang up. If you check in and hang up, I might just say, like, skip your record. All right, hang around, hang around, hang around, all right? It's just like one of those open mic situations where they'd be like, yo, if you leave, you can't get the prize money. It's kind of sort of the same shit. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show, man. Let me see. Let me go over here and load up the first one. The first joint was Kool-Aid. I know, right? Kool-Aid by Sick Flow. We got a... What I used to do was like go... What I used to do is go in, right? And I used to... I used to like download every song that everybody sent me. You'd be like, you know, 60, 70 songs sometimes, you know, that everybody I sent an email out to, sometimes close to 100. And I used to go and do that. I stopped doing that. I stopped. And the reason why I stopped is because I upload all this music to my servers and stuff, and all of a sudden you bastards won't call in because all of a sudden you decided you want to go out and hang out and go to the bar instead of making sure your song gets put in rotation on K100 Radio. And so I just wasted my time doing that. So... what I've started to do is all I do is when you guys call into the show, that's when I go inside the Gmail or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's when I get the song. You feel me? So you know, sometimes you have to. All right, Kool-Aid. I'm finding the song right now. Now once I start the show or whatever, every time the song plays, you won't have to worry about that. All right. If I can find the Kool-Aid shit, Sick Flow. He says he got an email for me. I can't find this shit. Hold on a second. Sick Flow. Because I used to have everything like all downloaded and everything, but yeah, fuck that. Sick Flow. I can't find that one. I'm gonna go ahead and start with Rashad Miller. All right, I'm gonna start with Rashad Miller, and while that's playing, I'll go ahead and find the Sick Flow joint. Let's see, Rashad Miller. Name is joint. Something more. We'll find out real quick. Hold on. All right. Anyway. What the fuck? Okay. I'm trying to find the song. The Sick Flow, the joint. What is this joint? Sick Flow, Kool-Aid. Oh, okay. Kool-Aid. All right. So we'll go ahead and do the Sick Flow. The Sick Flow joint. All right. We'll load that one up. Hit the phone lines, 347-934-0966. So basically, I played a song, right? You know what I'm saying? And I played a joint, and you guys vote on it. You know, when I come back to the phone lines, you guys vote whether or not you like it, whether it's ill, or should it be killed, basically. All right. Then we got the smoke joint. I got the smoke G joint. Notice. I'm just going to do that. Here, I'm just going to do that one. All right, I'm going to do Smoke G first, and then I got to get this whole folder organized and everything, because this is the first one that popped up. Sorry, Rashad Miller and Young NAZ, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and put this guy up front so we can go ahead and get the voting started. All right, and I'll find the rest of you guys, and then we'll go ahead and do it from there. All right, so this first one is going to be, what is this, Sick Flow? I mean, no, this is Notes. All right, this is by Smoke G. I don't normally go out of order. I normally take the call in the order they will receive. But in this particular case, I'm just going to take out this right here so I can find these other guys. All right. Let me see. All right. Let's go. First joint right here. Smoke G. This is Notice. Right here. Illa Kill. You know the drill. Let's go.
Club and I throw it, that sack I ran it up. Now I got bands and I blow it, cause I like to do it major. You can't help but to notice how I campaign. Strong pet be the slogan, we poppin' champagne. You can't help but to notice I do the damn thing. For that paper I'm focused, don't I look like money?
can't help but to notice when I hit the scene. You can't help but to notice that I be super clean. And my diamonds ferocious, don't take a whiff of me. Don't I smell like money? I be thumbing through the check, counting numbers of money. This my dick Paragama. I rock them top-notch clothes. I don't want your baby mama. I'm top-notch rust. I got so much flavor that I can do you a favor. Like change the subject in this bitch and have you swimming in paper. That check I run it up. And you can't help but to notice how I be stunned, bruh. I hit the club and I throw it, that stack I ran it up. Now I got bands and I blow it, cause I like to do it major. You can't help but to notice how I campaign. Strong, that be the slogan, we popping champagne. You can't help but to notice I do the damn thing. For that paper I'm focused, don't I look like money. You can't help but to notice that I'm so swagged up. And you can't help but to notice that I got style, bruh. My competition is hopeless, they need to step it up. Pay attention and focus, all eyes on me. You can't help but to notice the sign of clothes on my body. Cause I'm covered in diamonds. They say money is time, well I'm perfect with timing. Don't you see I'm shining? I'm a ball, I'm a flick. You can't help but to notice, cause your boy stay on deck. That check I run it up, and you can't help but to notice how I be shutting, girl. I hit the club and I throw it, that check I ran it up. I got bands and I blow it, cause I like to do it, man. You can't help but to notice how I campaign.
So that was Smoke G. The name of that joint was called Notice. You feel me? 347-934-0966. Got the Sick Flow joint, but I'm just Rashad Miller. I cannot find this Something More joint. But I got Kool-Aid's on deck. Got Young and AZ. Got Mavo. The Money Grind song. Todd Anthony Like Me. Got those joints. Rashad Miller. I'm having a problem finding the Something More joint. We're going to keep looking for it. But anyway, we got Kool-Aid up next. But we're going to go to the phone lines right now and see what people think about this joint right here by Smoke G named Notice. That was the one they just played. So I'm going to come to the phone line. You're going to say ill. That means you like it. Or should I kill it? It's not good enough. You're not feeling it. All right? It's real simple. Just don't hate. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Don't just not like it because it's not your homeboy who's up for a vote tonight. If you really don't like it, though, I may say, like, what you don't like about it. I may say what you don't like the hook or you don't like the beat or whatever. Quality of the song matters. So if it's, like, not mixed and mastered properly, it won't get played anyway. But you can actually kill a song because you're like, man, I can't even understand if it ain't mixed right. I can't understand what the hell they saying. You can kill a song for that, too. You might as well because it ain't going to get played any damn way. All right, to the phone lines we go. 347-934-0966. Plenty of people on the phone lines. I'm going to start at the top. And then I come down to the bottom. All right. Make sure you press the number 1 on the keypad. When you call into the show, it's going to say, do you press 1 to talk to the host? Make sure you press the number 1 so you can vote. Or if you're an artist and you need to check in, you got to press that number 1. Let me know you're on the phone lines. All right. I'm going to start down here somewhere. We'll start right here. 281. We'll start right here. 518-729. It'll kill for that joint.
Yo, man. I thought it wasn't bad. I say L.
What was all that at first? You was like,
No, I thought it wasn't that bad. It was all right.
All right, man. Sound like you being nice or something. You was like, it wasn't. Fuck it, I give it a hell. So you counting? Give your honest opinion about the record. We want honest opinions about the record. That's the number one reason why the show is so popular, because people just say what they think about the record. So give me your honest opinion, ladies and gentlemen. That's one L. I'm not trying to tell you to kill it. I'm just saying make sure you give your honest opinion. All right? Honest opinions about all records. 203-600. It'll kill for that joint.
I like it. I kind of dig it. I'll give it an L.
All right? L? Two L's. I'm going to bounce around the switchboard because we're getting a lot of people calling in. And if I just start from the top every time, I'll never get to the bottom. So I'm going to up, down, and go to the bottom and then to the middle. Kind of sort of bounce around the switchboard. All right? So everybody gets a chance to vote. We got so many people calling in. Let's see. 773-819. Illa Kill for that joint. 773-819. Hello?
Yeah, you had a kill, man.
All right. One kill, two ills. One kill, two ills. Let's try this number. 512-810. 512-801. Where is 512 at? 512-801. Hello? All right. They don't want to vote. 510-778. Ill or kill?
It's kill it.
All right. Kill it. That's 2-2. You see how this works, ladies and gentlemen? He was up. Now it's tied. You never know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. 415-776. Ill or kill for that joint. Make sure if you're an artist, you check in with me and let me know you're an artist. By the way, if I come to your phone line. 415-776. Ill or kill for that joint.
Hello?
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 Yes, I'm here.
Kill.
I'm talking. Oh, okay, my bad. Kill. I got you. Thank you. She said kill. Now I'm 3-2. 3 kills, 2 ills. It's shifting. It's shifting. 4-4-8-3-9. Ill or kill.
Yo. I'd like to vote for Smoke G.
You vote for Smoke G?
Yeah.
Which one? Ill or kill?
2-2.
Ill.
All right. Ill. Three up for Smoke G. Three up for Smoke G. All right.
I need
281-736. Kill. Yo. Yo, 281. I'm going to go to the next one. 707-655. Kill or kill. 707-655. What up?
Play Dope Game for me one time.
Dope Game. All right, what you think about the last one?
For Young Nas.
Yeah, well, did you hear the last song? You vote for the last song?
It's on Cash Pharmacy.
I'm saying, did you the last song?
Yeah.
What you like? You like it or you don't like it?
I like it. It's dope.
All right. Here. Stand by. Somebody back there coaching her. That's 4-2. That's five. Yeah, 5. One more. We'll see. I'll take this last one call. We may go ahead and pass it through. 770-826. Ill or kill for that last joint.
Yo.
What up, though?
Yo, that joint is hot. That Smoke G joint. I like that joint. That joint ill. All
right. That's enough. He got a couple kills. Smoke G got a couple kills up in, but he had more ills than kills. So we'll go ahead and give it a pass, Smoke G. We'll rock with it. I thought the record was, you know, it's cool. It's not bad. You know, it's all right. You feel me? We'll run it, though. We'll play it. All right, Smoke G. Congratulations, homie. Next up, Kool-Aid. Well, the name of the song is called Kool-Aid. The name of the artist is called Sick Flow. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. This is Sick Flow with Kool-Aid. Right here, K1's Radio. Let us know what you think. Ill or kill?
Down. No ice in the water, that down. A shot of lemon juice to balance that down. Just grab a cup, I know you want yours now. It's in the rear, muscles all but all. The kids line up and bouncing off the wall. I can put it on like a 50 cent to cook. And after 2 or 3 minutes, I'll be tripling up. Bet you understand. Take a sip and leave the color of the juice all over your lips. For a refill, you gon' run with a Kool-Aid smile. Be cool. With my cup too sweet, my get the brain freeze, cause it tastes so fresh. Favorite flavor, taste the flavor. For one of a cup on my instigator, think it personal. Put my name on the cup, throw it in the freezer, and I crush that dope. You can tell it's real good when the room gets quiet. Pouring up the juice on the break, that silence. Everybody needs to circle on the got a picture in a branch and it's only one roll.
Don't touch my Kool-Aid, don't touch my Kool-Aid.
We gon' make some Kool-Aid, we gon' make some Kool-Aid, we gon' make some Kool-Aid, we gon' make some Kool-Aid.
A little time in the dormitory, even think we run it up, I got some remedy. A couple sips and you feel the ring, and if you need a refill, just call on me.
We gon' make some Kool-Aid, we gon' make some Kool-Aid, we gon' make some Kool-Aid.
A little time in the dormitory, even think we run it up, I got the remedy. A couple sips and you feel the ring, and if you need a refill, just call on me.
We're back. That was Kool-Aid. That was Kool-Aid by Sick Flow. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. What do you think about Sick Flow by Kool-Aid? All right, you guys, let me know what you think. 347-934-0966. I'm gonna start at the bottom this time. Make sure if you're an artist, please say, yo, if I come online for like a vote, say, yo, this search and search, I need to check in for my vote or whatever. I'm still trying to find the Rashad Miller joint. Rashad Miller, if you can right now, email me that song exactly like right now. But I can't find it. I'm searching it. I pretty much found everything else. We got Young AZ up next. We got Jackie Moon. All right, Mavo, the Money Grind song. I can't say that damn name. I don't know what, I can't say that name. Ty Anthony got those joints, but I can't find the Rashad Miller joint. Rashad Miller, please send that if you can. Just forward over an MP3 to me. We'll get you up immediately because you were actually supposed to be number two. All right? But I can't find it. I don't know if I actually deleted it or some shit. Normally don't do that. That's rare, but I can't find that song. So send it to me. If you got an email from me, though, it means you got it. You're up. You're up. All right? So send me that song, and if you can, I'll go straight to the inbox and drag it over here. All right? So let's find out what people think about Sick Flow. And Kool-Aid. I don't know. 803-467. Illa Kill for that joint.
Yeah, I was liking that Sick Flow. I think that was ill.
All right, give it an ill. All right, stand by. 732. Oh, Illa Kill for that joint. 732-300. Illa Kill that joint.
This is KO. I'm checking in.
KO?
Yeah, from the Jersey Shore.
All right, KO. How you spell that?
K-A-Y-O.
K-A-Y-O. What's your name and song?
You either have So Gone or I just sent you another one to the email. Call Headright.
All right, we'll find either one. All right, what do you think about that last song, Illa Kill?
Kill it.
1-1. 415-776, Illa Kill. 415-776, hello? Hello? All right, 317-300, Illa Kill for that joint. Sick Flow.
Man, you gotta kill that.
He said, I gotta kill that. Okay, roger that. 2-1, 2 kills, 1 ill. 203-600, Illa Kill. 203-600, Illa Kill for that joint. What you think?
Oh, Illish.
Wow. 2-2. 44933, Illa Kill for that joint.
Yo, Jackie Moon, man. Shout out to the dude, Sick Flow. I didn't even know he was calling in tonight, man. Definitely Illish, man. I'm feeling that cool late.
Alright, Ill. Let's see here. 510-778, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
And back tied. She's having a good time just killing shit. She's like, yeah, kill it. 773-819, Illa Kill.
Hey, yo, this is Jerry, man. You got my song Money Grind. I'm an artist.
Oh, yeah. I got you. But what you think about that last song?
Kill it.
I'm going to take one more. This is going to be the vote. If it gets one more kill, we got to move on. It's already 8:940 already. We got people calling in and stuff and tweeting me and all kind of shit. 850-814, Illa Kill.
What it do, boy? It's that boy Spade, man. I might have to kill that one, son. My bad. I'm going to have to kill it.
All right, Spade, CFB, I got you guys loaded up. CFB in the building when you guys are after KO. All right, don't hang up, CFB.
Oh, no, I won't, bro.
All right, that's a kill vote. All right, 347-934-0966. Yeah, that one got more kills than ills that time. All right, and it was okay. It was okay. Joint was okay. You know what I'm saying? But it got more kills than ills that time. So we'll let that be the first casualty of the night. Young NAZ. Y'all know I don't normally do this. But Young NAZ been going so hard trying to make sure he gets his... He got illed, but the song was... he feeling some type of way because it didn't get, like, across the board. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, but he's like, that wasn't really the joint I wanted to run in on. Okay, fine, Young NAZ, fine. So we're gonna let the West Coast representative get his time back real quick, all right? And after that, we got Jackie Moon, Mavo, Jared, I think that's what he said. Yeah. Todd Anthony, KO, CFB, in that order. If I didn't call your name, make sure you check in. If you're calling into the show right now and I can come to your phone line. If I haven't came to your phone line yet by any chance, because I thought I answered all the ones that I haven't went to yet. But if I didn't come to your phone line yet, I'm going to try to answer every line I haven't answered. I think I see. I'm going to try to come to every line I haven't answered yet to make sure all my artists get checked in. All right? So be patient. Don't go nowhere. All right? So this is Young NAZ. Name is Joint. Dope Game. Real quick. Ill or kill.
Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. Removing just a purse, impact of cocaine. Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. Throw a nigga something cool, watch him bring it back. Military, never dairy, quick to bury. I put holes all through your belly, cause I'm always fucking ready. I be thug with my team, move mean, Ryan clean, pushing green, doing things like me off in a dream. This is Daisy the cat, go get it on me, Mr. Mascot. Turn product to the hardware, ain't one inside a jelly jar. And we got that star, that big boy, and it's coming large. Hurry up and meet me, cause ATCC got a jar. Swaggin' pushing on star. Navigation in every car. I try my six up, bring it back like they're reading flash cards. I'm a G, real play. Grab a rubber band and stack hundreds, man, and every layer. I'm a hug. Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. From moving to superb, impact cocaine. Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. Got my name in the dope game. Throwing in something cool, I can bring it back. I'ma grind till the sun come up. Throw it in and let it bubble up, pull up. Take a order while my bitch back to D. Once I'm finished in the kitchen, you come through with me. Straight like that, it's the combo. I'm putting shit together like I'm working with Bondo. Oh, it arrived, I need that pronto. Do business in the traffic cause I sleep at the condo. Young NAZ, need a lot of zips. Got them on a midnight train like Gladys in the Pip, man.
All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right, that was Young NAZ. Name of the joint was called Dope Game. All right, we're going to give this vote is your vote right here now, Young NAZ. This is your vote. This is it. 347-934-0966. It's an official Young NAZ vote. Make sure you press the number one on your keypad, please. I got people way down at the bottom that's been sitting here for a minute. It should say you are now in the host queue. That's what it should say. That lets me know that you want to speak. So I got about 15 people at the bottom of the switchboard, and their number is showing up. but you didn't press the number one. So I don't want to come to your phone line because I'm assuming you may just be listening to the show. You're going to hit it. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. If you says you're off the host queue, that means you don't want to talk to me. Press the number one. Listen to it. And it's going to say you're now in the host queue. It should say that. That way I'll come to your phone line. All right? It lets me know you want to talk. You're now in the host queue. All right? Everybody make sure they do that, okay? So I know who wants to talk and who wants to vote and who's just listening and enjoying the show. All right? Appreciate it. All right, to the phone lines we go. 347-934-0966. All right? What y'all think about Young NAC? Name of that joint was Dope Gang. We'll start at the top with the middle and the bottom. 404-933. Illa Kill for the joint.
404-933.
Yeah, Illa Kill for that joint.
Yo, Jack, good morning again. I'm gonna go ahead and hear that, man, because I heard the one last week and it did sound better than the joint from last week.
Okay, so you're illing it because it sounded better than the one from last week.
I'm illing it because I'm vibing with it, man. Same.
All right.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. All right.
Fat dog.
Up next, ill. Seven seven. 3819 Illa Kill.
Kill.
1-1. 317-300 Illa Kill. 317-317.
What's up?
What up, Illa Kill for that joint?
Man, that sound like some imitation shit. I'm gonna have to go with Kill. All
right, Kill.
I think he was fighting.
All right, he wasn't feeling that one. Rashad Miller got the email, got the song. Rashad Miller. Jackie Moon, you got to pause. Rashad Miller was second, and he's got to go before you, Jackie Moon. He was actually supposed to be second. Rashad Miller's on deck. My bad, everybody. You got to pause. He was actually supposed to be second, but he had to resend me the song because I couldn't find it. And it's probably because it's titled Track 606 and not the name of the song. 512-801, Illa Kill for that joint. 512-801, Illa Kill for that Young NAZ. 512-801. They're listening to the show. You hear the delay? In a minute, they're going to get to the phone line because they're going to hear themselves on the internet instead of just staying on the phone line. 512-801.
And it's probably because it's titled Track 606.
You can't listen to the show on the phone and shit on your internet and then pick up. You got to listen to the phone line. It's a minute and a half. 512-801. I can't do it.
Hey man, that gotta be a kill.
You said kill? Okay, fine. 510-7 is 510-7. You can't listen to the show on the internet. And you got to listen to the phone lines. When I come to the phone lines, it's real time. The internet is like a minute and a half later after we say it. 510-778, Illa Kill.
It's ill.
One ill. I mean, no, two ills. 44852, Illa Kill.
Oh, what's up, man?
What up, though? Illa Kill for that last joint.
I ain't even really get a chance to hear the song, though. I was just calling to tell everybody I appreciate them both for my song, though. Just Smoke G. Notice.
Well, for sure, man. You got ill. You made it by. It was close, though, but you made it by.
It was real short notice, though, because I ain't really get a chance to tell all my people that I was going to be played on the radio. So that's why I'm really calling, just to tell everybody I appreciate them calling.
For sure. Well, that means it was honest feedback. It wasn't just your boys. It was actually people that you know, which is actually better. You weren't, actually. I let people get people to call because it's support, but you actually want people who don't even know who the fuck you are to vote for your record. You know what I'm saying? It's better for you, the artist, that it goes down like that. Trust me. That gives you real feedback about the music from all over the country, basically. Yeah, I got, 20 different zip codes on the phone? No, more than that because a couple of duplicates, but it's like 30 different zip codes online. You know what I'm saying? So it's good.
Yeah.
All right. But, stay around and go for the other artists, man. All right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, stand by. 4879. Illa Kill for that joint for Young NAZ.
Kill.
415-776 for Young NAZ.
Ill.
All right.
Ill.
Unfortunately, she only gets to say ill once. But she really, really likes it, I guess. I take it she really, really likes it. That ties it back up. Jesus. That ties it back up, man. What y'all going to do? We got to find out what's up with the Young NAZ joint. It's tied up right now. 650-302.
Ill, man. Ill for sure.
All right, another ill. 850-814, ill or kill for that.
Kill it. Hear me?
Tied up, it's still tied up. It's like half like it and half don't like it. Half like it and half don't like it. 281-736 for the Young NAZ joint. Hello? 281. I don't know what the hell going on over there. 415-410, ill or kill for that joint, Young NAZ.
That was ill, bro.
He was like about to, he was about to kill it. Oh, accident. One more vote. I gotta get up out of here. It's taking too long. One more vote. Five three oh three six six. Ill or kill for that joint.
Ill.
So the Young NAZ joint, all right, basically the same outcome happened with the homie. It's like half of the people liked it and, you know, one or two other extra over liked it. It's basically the same outcome, the same vote as it did last time. Young NAZ will play the dope game joint. I'm going to take the other one out because you wanted this second vote, so the other song is gone. It's a wrap for the other song. It's going to be deleted out of the system because you wanted to put this one up for a vote. And we're going to play it. It's just going to get played about the amount of times it's half the people liking it like it. So that's it. That is what it is. I can't change it this time, homie. You've had back-to-back weeks, and it's a half and half on that vote for that one, homie. Half people, a little over half. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's an okay song. We'll play it, though. All right. So next up, Rashad Miller. Stop the music real quick. Hey, artists, I'm going to give y'all some game real quick. Let me tell y'all something. One of the most annoying things in the world by a DJ or someone, program director who has a platform or whatever to play music, is to get a song titled track 101, whatever. And the reason why is because we have thousands and thousands of songs. You feel me? And we have to go through this stuff. Sometimes we have to search for songs, especially DJs have to search for stuff in their Serato or whatnot, whatever. They should be able to search by your song, either by the name of your name, which is Rashad Miller, your file, or the name of your song. If you send someone a song titled track 101 or track 6 or whatever, that's a good way for that song to just kind of get lost in limbo. You feel me? Because then you're telling the DJ, I want you to stop, rename my MP3, hopefully you spell it right and all that. Name the MP3 that you send in to any radio station. Don't send a radio station track 101. The name of the MP3 file needs to be named. Your name as an artist, _ name of the song, or vice versa. Do not send in music to DJ radio stations with the name of the joint called track 6, whatever. And because even if you put in the email, I want you to play track this and it's named this. After I'm done with that email, when I download the MP3 file and I'm going to delete the email, which is what we do. We delete the email because we're not going to clog our email up with emails. We're going to keep the MP3 file where we want to put it in the folder, and then we're going to delete the email, but you're still making us go through and name the song, and then some DJs just be like, fuck that song. I ain't naming shit. And they delete it. I'm nicer than that. I just want to make sure you guys understand that. That's really annoying. Don't send a song in for any kind of submission whatsoever. Name track 02, 06, whatever. Name the MP3. That being said, this is Rashad Miller. Name of this joint is called Something More, a.k.a. Track 6.
Thank you.
like writing a curse of 13, Bonnie and Clyde, I'm writing till I'm out the surface. I'm down with just to the end, my homie love a friend, they don't. We got something real, the mother girls pretend. And she say she like a kiss down low, when you in luck, cause that's why I let it go, I give it to you like that. But I'm like, yeah, alright. There comes a time when a man makes a change in his life. But your friends telling you I ain't right, cause I used to live a player life. Different girls every night, we all got a pants right. Don't wanna be your Mr. Wrong, I done found my Mrs. Right. Baby girl, you got my heart, so I'm all in this for life. I ain't going nowhere.
Hold it up. We back. 347-934-0966. That was Rashad Miller. Something more. We'll go to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines and see what the people think about that one. 347-934-0966. Let's go to the phone lines and see what they think about Rashad Miller's joint, Something More. I'm going to start at the bottom and I'll work my way back up to the top. Right? 850-814, Illakill.
Yo, man, I'm gonna have to kill that one, man, because, look, the hook was so hard, and then the verse just came in and just killed it, bro. So she needs to smell her own Illakill, man, so I'm gonna kill that one, man.
I can understand that assessment. Seriously, I can. 404-879, Illakill. 404-879, Illakill.
Kill.
What's that?
Kill.
732-300, Illakill. 732-300, Illakill. 448-442, Illakill.
I'm going to have to kill that one.
510-778, Illakill.
It was ill.
Yeah, like 3-1. 512-801, Illakill.
Kill.
4-1. 773-819, Illakill.
Kill, kill, kill.
Stop. Mercy. I've had enough. I concur with the first caller. Dope beat, dope hook versus I ain't gonna be able to do it. Next up, 347-934-0966. This is Jackie Moon, H and Dub. Name of this joint is called Heroes on Heroin. 347-934-0966. Up next, after that, you've got Mavo, Jared Fi, Todd Anthony, KO, and CFB. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. All right? Name of this joint, HOH, Heroes on Heroin, Jackie Moon. Let's go.
All in this grass that I'm stepping in.
Saying though, how are we gonna make it with our heroes on heroin? I think I kind of understand it, Jackie Moon. I think I kind of sort of get what you was trying to say. I think that was Jackie Moon, name of that joint. H and Dub. What part of H and Dub? Name of the group is H and Dub. That was Jackie Moon as one of the members. Name of that joint was called Heroes on Heroin. One thing about Jackie Moon, I guarantee you, I know every time I play a song before I play it, it's not gonna sound like shit. I'm gonna hear out. That was a 99% chance. It's a 99% guarantee that I'm not going to hear. It's not going to sound like whatever's out. Whether I like it, I don't like it. Because I like some of their songs. Some of the songs I have liked. But some of them I really like. But I guarantee you, it's not going to sound like nothing else out. That's one thing I like about H and Dub. Pretty dope group as far as just being unique and doing them. All right. That joint was called Heroes on Heroin. Let's go to the phone lines and see what the people think, though. You're saying unique doesn't necessarily mean hot. Doesn't translate that way. 317-300, Illa Kill.
Man, that was an awkward ass track. I'm gonna have to kill it.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, but I like it. You know what I'm saying? I really like that. I liked it personally. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was voting, I would probably ill it. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's different. I like the hook. I think the hook is really just kind of, you know what I'm saying, on some other shit. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Yeah, okay, fine. There's your vote. I'm not trying to influence anybody. I'm just giving my opinion. I gave my opinion about the last one, too, so it is what it is. 512-801, Illa Kill for that joint. 512-801, Illa Kill.
Kill.
What'd you say?
Kill.
All right, Ill. Illa Kill.
Oh, kill that shit.
Two kills, one ill. 44852, Illa Kill.
I'm gonna have to kill it too.
All right. 3-1. 44879, Illa Kill.
I kill it.
Interesting. 5 kills. 1 ill. 732-300, Illa Kill. 7300? No? 850-814, Illa Kill. 850-814? All right. 808-489, Illa Kill.
Man, kill that shit.
All right. He wasn't feeling it either. Pretty much. The first vaccine came to this area code. Yeah, I don't even know what the hell this is that either. 403-771, Illa Kill.
I'm checking in, Smoke.
Smoke? What, Smoke yeah. G? Smoke G?
No, just Smoke.
Another Smoke? Oh, shit. I had two Smokes. What's the name of your joint?
King to God.
What is it again?
Smoke, King to a God.
King to a God. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You got an email from me, right?
Yeah.
All right. Think about it.
What's that, bro?
I said, what'd you say about that? What, did you hear that last song we played, that H&Dub joint, that Heroes on Heroin joint? What'd
no,
you think
I didn't,
about
it? I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. No.
All right. Stand by. Anyway, it was kind of way lopsided with the kills. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, like, personally like that record. You know what I mean? Me personally. I mean, you know, I don't know about that second verse. That second verse kind of came in. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was all right. It was different. It was something I hadn't heard. That's what I'd be wanting to hear. Y'all murked it. And y'all let one other song pass that's, like, really questionable earlier. I mean, that one person did have a lot of people call in for him, but still, though. It was people that wasn't in his area code that I went to on purpose. Because when I know they flood the phone lines, I don't just take those calls. If I see the same area code popping up and they know they, and I know, I'll take like some of them calls, but I won't take them all because then it's not real feedback nationwide. Which, and y'all still, but I went to y'all, the nation, and y'all illed one. And I was like, ah, what? You hear that? And you kill that song? I've heard better from H&Dub, but I don't think it deserved a kill. But you did. So next up. This is Mavo. Name of this joint is called Step It Up. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. This is Mavo. I noticed a lot of females are absent from my show today that normally is here. And I forgot that normally I do the show on Wednesday, but right now it's scandal season. I'm pretty sure I won't get any of those calls in until maybe, well, the show will be over. Scandal's on. My bad. My bad, ladies. I forgot not to interrupt Scandal. Mavo, step it up. Let's go.
I'ma be 300, I don't care about her. Fuck around and let my youngest run a fair around her. Man, all I know is get that dough, it's mandatory. Remix them zips, I lock up in the laboratory. You can't compare me, I ain't in your category. Me and the money got that holy matrimony. Nigga, just call, time to link up. Haitian in my kitchen, he remix it up. The numbers looking low, it's time to set it off. He ain't getting it like I'm getting it, tell him step it off. Step it off, step it off, step it off, step it off. He ain't getting it like I'm getting it, tell him step it off. Step it off, step it off, step it off, step it off. He ain't getting it like I'm getting it, tell him step it off.
And we're back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Hit us up, man. Let us know what you think about Mavo. Step it up. Hit the phone lines. 347-934-0966. To the phone lines we go. Yo, man. Five-star management is ridiculous. Okay, five-star management. I'm having a good time with five-star management on my Twitter. Yes, they did hit me with the six, track six. It's five-star management. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Twitter's clowning, right? People are listening to the show, and they're on Twitter clowning, talking about what's being heard and what's being said on the show. So people are talking about the person who named it, and then they're talking about the other two other songs that they're going back and forth about what it, you know, they Twitter. My Twitter's always funny during the course of the show because people are listening and they don't want to call in. They're on Twitter and shit, talking about the shit they hear, and it's pretty funny. You should follow us at K100_Radio. You might not find it funny because it could be talking about you. Let's find out what they think about Mavo. Let's find a way to talk about Mavo. Step it up. CFB. Well, we got Jared Five, Todd Anthony, KO, and CFB and Smoke next. All right. But let's go find out what the people think about this one. All right. I'm going to start at the bottom this time. 678-538. Illa Kill for Mavo. Step it up.
Oh, man. It's your boy Lalo, man. I ain't even here. I'm just calling in.
Oh, Lalo, what's happening, bro? Hey, let me, Lalo, stand by, Lalo. I'm going to let you announce what you got going on to the people. Let me take this vote real quick, all right?
All right.
All right. 850-814, Illa Kill for that joint, man.
Man, I'm a, shit. I'm a Illa. I didn't hear the whole thing, so I'm a give him some good grades to Illa.
Wait a minute, did you hear it or not? No, you didn't hear it?
I heard, like, the last, like, 15 seconds, bro. I mean, it sounded good.
You can't vote. You didn't hear the whole song. Can't vote.
Yeah, my bad.
Stand by. You can't listen to 15 seconds of a song and vote. You can't do that. I can't allow that. 403-771, Illa Kill. 403-771, Illa Kill.
And this is where...
What up? Illa Kill for that last joint. Hello? I think they don't hear him. Hope they're not trying to be a hero. 773-819. Illa Kill.
Kill.
678-862. Illa Kill.
Yo, what's up, man? This is John Pimp checking in with you, Blizzle. The beat was hot, man, so I'm going to say go ahead and ill it, man.
You going to ill it because the beat was hot? You just going to totally ignore the wordplay? You just going to ill it because of the beat? That's how
you
playing.
Because It's, to me, it's like, you know, just kind of like the Atlanta thing, man. You know, you got the beat and the hook pretty much. I got into some of the lyrics. You know, I know he was saying, like, step it up. You know, I know where he's trying to go with it. You know, but the beat was really what caught me. So that's what I'm going off of.
All right. One L. Who is it? Hold on. I got to check you in. Say your name again.
John Pimp. This is John Pimp.
Oh, John Pimp. What up, homie?
What's happening with you, bro?
Shit. Play these records, man. That's all I'm doing is
paying. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, keep it 100, right, bro.
Absolutely, man. Stand by. I got you on the list, all right?
For sure.
All right. That's one ill. 404-879. Ill a kill for that joint. Mavo, step it up.
I want the song. Email it to me. I'm going to put it on the independent, the artist. I'm an independent. The major CD that we're dropping in December.
You're going to put that song on a CD? Is this X-Squad? X-Squad. X-Squad.
You.
What up? Because you're breaking up. You're breaking up. What'd you say? You said you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I want it.
And you can have it. Ew. Four 4852, Illa Kill.
I'm feeling it.
You like you, what is it, Illa Kill?
Yeah.
Which one?
Ill.
Y'all killing me tonight. 510-77.
Kill it.
Y'all called in.
Kill it.
512-801, Illa Kill. 512-801, Illa Kill. 512.
Yo, that's kill it.
Okay. 317-300, Illa Kill.
Ew.
44933, Illa Kill.
Blizzard, Jackie Moon, man. I like the joint. Kind of had a 2 Chainz feel to it.
I thought it was pretty dope, so I'm going to go ahead and ill it. And also, man, I appreciate everybody for calling in and voting. Appreciate you for getting it, bro, for saying it's different. Like, that means a lot to what we're trying to do, man. And, of course, you know, we'll be back next week. Most up, bro. I sent you a new track, bro.
All right, homie. I appreciate you sending it in. And you illing that song.
No doubt, boy.
Right.
No doubt, man.
Okay. All right. Okay, so here's what's gonna happen. This is what happened. I'm gonna play it. Y'all illed it. Alright? Shout out to Mavo. He's getting spanned conditionally. I'm not playing that song a whole bunch of times. You fucking people are. Y'all are getting more and more lopsided over here. I'm starting to not want to do illa kill because I can't trust you motherfuckers, okay? I can't trust you motherfuckers to pick the illa shit. You keep killing songs that's better than other songs. You keep killing songs that I just know I'm listening. And maybe it's a personal taste thing. That's why I do illa kill. I have to remove myself from the process, okay? I had to take myself out of the mix. Because I don't want people to just come, just, you know, give me some shit, okay? And you motherfuckers, it's to the point now where y'all are so complacent with what status quo, what it sound like this. Oh, yeah, the beat was hot. I asked you what the beat. I said, you like the song. Well, you know, it's that Atlanta sound. Well, you know, that's what's popping, man. It really don't matter about the bars. The fuck it don't on K100. Yes, it matters. Okay, 100. This is my major beef with a lot of people. Why people don't like, really like me too much. But it's another reason why my show is very, very, very popular. And does really great numbers. Because we insist on playing music that sounds great all the way around, from hook to verse to beat to mastering and mixing. If you're an independent artist. But Mavo got skills. Mavo will get spanned. How much is to be determined. Let's go. X Squad gonna play it though. Let me go back to Lalo. I'll make sure Lalo. Let me stop the music. Hey, Lalo.
What up?
What up, though, man? This is Glenn with Lalo. He's got a feature. He's going to be on Netflix and all this kind of great stuff. Everything, man. He's got a lot of people in the stars and everything. It's going to be tight. It's going to be big. I'm not making this up. I wouldn't exaggerate. I wouldn't lie to you. If you've been following K100 for a minute, you already know who Glenn with Lalo is. Digimob Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? He's got a new movie. What's the name of it again?
It's Faking. Faking the Movie.
Lalo, I asked you, what's the name of the movie?
It's Faking. Faking the Movie. Man, come on, man. We ain't even do that right now.
That's why they say the name of the movie.
They won't even do that one right now.
Okay, fine. The name of the movie is Faking. Okay.
And who's doing it?
Listen, Glenwood Lalo, you're doing the movie, man. You're the producer and the director. It's your movie. But yep. I happen to be the music supervisor, ladies and gentlemen. I happen to be the music supervisor for the movie. Okay, I'm going to be one of the people picking the music that goes on the soundtrack. The soundtrack will be some of the music that's played in the movie and also will be released separately as a soundtrack to the movie. So, while I got Lalo on the phone, of course, we're getting ready to do the press release for this whole little thingy we're talking about right here. But Lalo, tell the people what's really going on with the soundtrack, some of the independent artists, because he's putting independent artists on the soundtrack. All right, he's got a couple of bigger names that he's going to have on it, but he's going to have more indie than big names. Am I right? Right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Okay.
I got my man from A-Squad DJ. He supplied me with some good songs, with some, you know, of some good artists that's already out there. So shout out to A-Squad DJ. You know, of course, I got to have my man Blue Da Vinci on there. I might have the whole BMF Switch gang on there. I got Nephew Texas Boy, you know, the most recent signee to Brick Squad. You know what I mean? You know, it's a possibility I have a song with Walk on there and OJ the Juice Man as well. But the rest is going to be strictly independent. You know what I mean? And we actually just started working on it. So we're going to make some announcements real soon about it, so be on the lookout for this.
All right, so the movie, you need to submit music. You can submit music to k100radio@gmail.com, because either way it goes, it's going to land on my desk at some point. So you can basically send it to me. Make sure you put movie submission in the email, of course, You know what I'm saying? But we're going to be sitting down with the directors and a couple other people and the executive producer for the soundtrack and the editors and all that stuff, picking out songs that go in scenes. So just you may make the soundtrack and your song may actually be a song that's playing during a scene. That's not guaranteed.
Yeah,
that's different. But the soundtrack.
Yeah, also you got a possibility if it's a hot song, you know, we're going to pick a couple of singles that we're going to actually push. So, you know, you better come with it. That's all I can say. You better come with it. You know what I mean?
All right. So that's the homie Glenwood Lalo, Digimon BNT, the movie faking coming out. K100radio@gmail.com. Make sure you put movie submission. Of course, I'm going to be picking from songs that I already have. All right. And artists that I see already grinding. Yes. 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 Because I already see the grind. I've been dealing with so many independent artists. Yeah. I see who's working and I see who's got dope music. I'm playing it on the station. So, yes. I've got people in mind already, but you can still submit and send it in. I'm not closing my mind off to new people and new artists, people who just stepped on the scene. You just got to have a grind and got to have some dope-ass music. And it's kind of got to be relevant to being Lalo's. It don't have to be exactly what's going on in the movie, but it needs to be dope. It needs to be hot and kind of sort of relevant to what's going
on. And also, I really wanted to wait to announce that because I'm about to put up the official trailer. So that way,
yeah.
If you really wanted to wait until I put that up, which will be next week, you know what I mean? I'll put up the official trailer. That way they can see what the movie's about or they have
right.
an idea. You know what I mean? And,
right. That'll
help. You know,
that'll help.
The submission.
Yeah, because when you see the trailer, which is really great, which is really good, you may want to go back and kind of write a song that's kind of catered, and that'll help. You know what I'm saying? A song that's actually talking about, you know, using the word, you know, just talking about the movie per se or whatever. If you look at the trailer, you can be inspired to write something new. That could actually help you, you know what I'm saying? And you could create a new song specifically for the movie. All right, so just make sure you hit us up about that, though, all right? All right, I got to get back to the Illa Kill Lalo, but I wanted to make sure you got a chance to give you a two-piece on that, all right?
I appreciate you, bro.
Can you stand around 1 second and vote for, like, two songs?
Yeah, I can do that.
I want to give you your opinion. I want to get your opinion.
Yeah, I
got
you. Here you go with that bullshit.
No, I'm serious. Me and X Squad is at odds about the last record already. Stand by. All right.
All
right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. All right. People ill the Mavo joint. So that's an ill vote. He's gonna be in rotation. Jared Fye, name of this joint is called Money Grind. Money Grind. Name of this joint is called Money Grind. All right? Right here. K1's Radio. You know the drill, man. Illa Kill.
But while my pockets ain't deep, so I don't fix my mouth to make them. I just stay on the grind, shedding my sweat and my blood as I'm risking my time. Notice that I ain't saying tears, but they don't come from my eyes. I got to keep them on that paper, that's my ultimate. You won't get lost in any work environment. I still stand out in the world. It's the closer I get to winning, my friend count gets small. I feel all the pain and the rapper is hot. I care about
Hold up. Ah, That was Money Grind. That was Jared Fire. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, our email is k100radio@gmail.com if you want to look for the opportunity to submit to the movie. 347-934-0966. Let's go to the phone lines. All right. We still got Todd Anthony, KOC, John Pimp coming up on deck. We got plenty of time to get those guys. We still got over 30 minutes to make sure. If you're an artist and I didn't call your name, you checking in. If y'all come to your phone line, make sure you hit me up. Let me know you're on the phone line so I can check you in. We still got 30 minutes, so that's plenty of time. But Todd Anthony, KO, CFB, Smoke, and John Pimp, those are the ones we got left so far. All right. To the phone lines we go. Let us know what you think about that joint right there, man. That was Jerry Five with Money Grind. All right? That was Jerry Five with Money Grind. All right? I'll start at the top up here. 512-801, Illakill.
Yeah, that was ill. That was ill.
All right, give it an ill. 404-852, ill or kill?
Kill it, kill it.
Ill, right? Ill?
Oh, kill.
Oh, kill, my bad. 1-1, 1-1. 404-879, ill or kill?
Pimp music. Ill, ill, pimp that juice.
Ill. Jamil SY DJ says ill. 678-862, ill or kill?
I say kill.
Tied up. 2-2. 773-819, ill or kill?
Ill, that's my shit, motherfucker. Ill.
Ah, you can't vote. You would have been better off not telling me it was your shit. You can't vote on your shit.
I mean, you can't say my number. It's all good, though.
My
I appreciate the post, man. Keep it behind.
Absolutely, I can't. Well, it's just so many people. I lose track, man. I be forgetting shit. I be forgetting.
Man. I appreciate the bust through the L's and the kills, man.
Absolutely, man. You tied up right now, homie. It ain't over. Stand by. All right.
It's all good, man. Let's get it.
Let's get it. 43771. Ill or kill.
Oh, to say, kill it.
Ill.
Yeah.
3-2, my bad. 3-2. Three ills, two kills. 678, 5-2. Homie, what do you think?
Me and you are on the same point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Goddamn shit. I'm going to ill it just because he called in.
All right. Ill. Linwood Lalo says ill. That's 4-2. 4-2. 770-715. Ill or kill?
What up, Devin?
What up,
Woody? This is me. May Minx NC.
Hold on, stop. Minx, what up? What's happening?
What's going on, Blue?
Shout out to the artist that's in rotation that's calling back to show love to the show. That's how long that's why they stay in rotation. Act like you know. Now that shit went over your head. Watch how long you last. Minx, what you think? Ill or kill?
Listen, I can't even really vote on that one. I swear to God, I set the phone down for a minute.
Oh, my God.
I checked in. I heard Glenwood Lalo on. I set the phone down to do something. So whoever the artist is, I hope you win. I'm so sorry. I really. I'm going to stay on the line. I came in to check in, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to catch the next one.
Child to made me. This is how she do. You feel me? You'll get that joke if you listen to the station. Stand by. Made me. Damn it. I did all that. She's talking about some, I went on the line.
I'm sorry.
Shout out to her, though. She's really cool. I really like her. She's a good spirit. 773-209. Ill or kill?
That joint was ill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ill.
She said it with emphasis. She said it with emphasis, nigga. 917-202, ill or kill?
What up, man? This is Stingray, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the show, man. You know, calling in to show my support for K100, man. Go ahead, ill it, man. Ill it.
All right. Shout out to Stingray, man. Shout out to all the artists calling back in, showing that love back, man. That's in rotation, man. They here. That's why they stay in rotation a long time over at K100 Radio. See, I'm easy to work with. You motherfuckers the reason why you get cut. It's never me. 317-300, Illa Kill.
What's up, dog? This is Matt Vo. That was smooth. I'm a Illa.
All right, Ill. Matt Vo, you had a... Matt Vo, I'm pretty sure...
Matt Vo,
I'm pretty sure that you listen to what I'm saying. I always make sure I address the artist when they call back, especially if I say something that they could take it kind of way, but they could just heed what I'm saying. All right? So, I like your joint. I like your joint. I like it. Right? I like it. It's cool. You feel me? But it's one of those joints where when it gets voted on like that right there. By the way, Jerry Fi, Money Grind, that's an ill. I'm not going to take no more calls, votes after this. I'm going to move on to Todd Anthony. But your joint, right? It's cool. I like it. And it's, like I just said, it's cool. You feel what I'm saying? So when I get records, if you listen to K100 Radio, when I get records, if they cool, I play them. I play them about as much times as you'll play in your car record that you think it's cool. Right? Right? But when you get that certified, banger, when you're like, nigga, that shit goes so hard. How much you play it?
Trust me, dog. I got one for you.
Absolutely. But you understand my point. Do you know what I'm saying? Right?
Most definitely.
All right, then. 100. 100. Shout out to Mevo. And shout out to Jerry Fi. He just got ill. Hold on. Somebody from the 513 is making sure that I get voted on. That must be his people. 513-371. Illa Kill. They keep hitting number one.
Yeah, that ain't my people. But this your homeboy, Biz the Truth, Mr. All Night, All Day. Repping X-Squad, showing support to K100. What up, Blizz?
Man, chilling, man. We out here, man. I'm still working, man. I'm still at it. Biz the Truth in the building. What's up, homie?
Man. Yo, man, I just wanted to go ahead and ill that joint, man. I liked it there.
I like it too. I think my only criticism.
It's cool. It's cool.
My only criticism of Jerry Fi's joint is the mix on it.
That's what I wanted to touch on. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put some shit on it for real. You know what I'm saying? It kind of sound like, you know, it's mixing
it sound
something.
Like, yeah, it sounds like the mix and mastering is suspect. So again, y'all are illing the record. We're gonna give him.
I'm an illing.
Yeah, I know. It's ill. But what I'm trying to get everybody to understand is, as a program director over here at K100 Radio, y'all can ill some shit. You feel me? But my trained ear, because I am a professional, went to school, trained, fucking college for this shit, engineer. You understand? Understand? Understand this, who you talking to when talking to Blizzm, okay? I'm not just some other guy, all right? I'm professionally trained in audio. I went to school for that, all right? So understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to brag. I want everybody to understand that. When I say about the mixing and mastering, it's about the quality of K100 Radio. We'll take these artists who need to work a little bit, and we're still going to show them some love. We're just going to tell them, like I'm going to tell Jerry Fi, that mix is suspect. Whoever you paid or whatever, go back, take it to somebody else. If they charge you, if they said, this is it, it's mixed and mastered, you got, take it somewhere else, get it done over.
Hey, Blizz.
Cool.
Blizz.
It's cool. The mix and mastering needs to be worked on. What up?
Hey, this is what they need to do, for real. And this is education. I'm trying to school niggas.
Go ahead.
What you need to do, you got to make sure you save your sessions on your hard drives, because you never know what you're walking away with until somebody else tell you about it. You know what I'm saying? Save your session. Because you can always take your session to that engineer that's going to get you right anyway. You feel me? It really don't matter where you first record at. It's what matters when you come out with, you know what I'm saying, on your final joint. You feel me? When you get that mix and mastering right, you know what I'm saying, you got the session. Buy that hard drive. Buy a thumb drive, something. Store your singles. Store your records. You feel me? That's how you got to get down, man.
I can't even. I mean, I probably should have said that part, but I be assuming niggas know that. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't know.
Niggas know that.
They don't.
I assume niggas know that. Of my bad. Listen, man.
They don't.
If you listen, there's a difference between somebody bouncing your song down as a two-track and you saving the session. Okay? Your session is when you got the actual data file for the Pro Tools session. Hopefully they're using Pro Tools. If you're using Nuendo and all this other shit, and niggas ain't industry standard is Pro Tools. Everybody's going to have Pro Tools. Make it in Pro Tools, all right? I know people like Logic and all that, but that's that shit that ain't caught on yet. So Pro Tools is status quo, okay? All right? Get it done in Pro Tools and get the session. saved. Not the two-track Wave Fowler MP. Get the session saved. That way you can, if unless you recorded it like all distorted and your lyrics is crazy hot and shit and it's just fucked from day one, you know, and there's nothing you can do, you can fix on it. You know what I'm saying? At that point, you just fucked up. You got to retrack everything. If you got good levels on everything, you can always take an oil. If they had a super mic pre, and you sound like you in the fucking closet, like you rapping with a fucking shoebox. There's a couple plugins they got that can fix it, but it's going to cost you a dime. You know, or you might want to just go in there and rap that shit over. I'm just saying. Listen, fellas.
I swear. Hey, I swear, bro. You're real as fuck. And it go beyond what you were saying about my record, though. But I got to admit, man, you keep it 100, nigga.
Well, I'm saying, because I am an engineer, I think people, you know what I'm saying? I have a studio. I went to school. I record. I'm a producer and an engineer. So when you start talking to me about MPCs, Reason, Logic, and I know all that. I got all that shit. Right. I launch it, track out, record, track, maybe. I do all that myself. So understand that when you're talking to me as a program director, you're not to a guy. I'm not one of these program directors over here who can't fucking rap 8 bars if they had a pistol to their head and said, nigga, do it or die. Okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy. This is what I do. I talk shit for 15 fucking years. I'm the nigga who can be critical because I make music. I'm not a guy who just plays music and want to be critical. I create music. That's why I'm critical. You understand?
Amen.
So, now, that would be that clear. Thank you, Busy. Now you took on a tangent. Maybe these niggas don't know, but I had to let them know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I got you wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't.
Thank you, sir. But he's absolutely right. He made me go off on a tangent because the guy sent me a track with the name of the song Track 606 today, and I just... MP3 file, man. Name the MP3 file. All right, man. Biz, you ate up 2 minutes, man.
I'm that nigga, though, bro. You know how we get down, man. When I come through K100, it's over. You know what it is, fam. All night, all day, nigga.
He still got illed. Shout out to Sheriff. That's an ill. We're not trying to pick. We're just trying to keep it 100 and let you understand like some real shit. Because these other niggas out here in the industry, they're gonna be like, "Why? They're gonna delete that shit? Like, fuck that shit." We trying to coach. We trying to give the people a game. We want to coach them and help them along. All right.
They'll let them put that record out and then make you look bad.
So crazy.
You know I ain't lying.
Y'all don't know, man, the shit they be on. All right, stand by, homie. Thank you for calling in, man. I'm glad you said because maybe somebody who needed to hear that message. I feel like a preacher. You know? Like I'm at the altar. Somebody needs to hear that loud. See, shit like that's why my mama don't like my show. Stand by. 347-940-966. That's the number down to the show. Who is 707 really wants to talk to me? 707-816, what up?
Yeah, man, it's your nigga Young NAZ, man. Y'all need to check this out, man. I got shit everywhere pumping right now. 1,000 sold, all in stores, online. I'm doing tours, got clothing lines. I got everything going, deals on my table. Y'all can't tell me shit about this rap business, man. Y'all need to listen to this game over here, man. And it's the Bay Area, man. West Coast, man. Respect it or check it, man. All you motherfuckers calling in hating on me, man. I'm a young nigga, man. I'm only 23. And I got more shit going on than all these old motherfuckers, nigga. On some real shit. I like your radio station. I'ma support you. But I don't need this shit. I'm already on mainstream, man. Holla at me, man. Google me. All the shit, man. But no disrespect. Just listen to my shit, though, man. All you rapping ass niggas hating on my shit, my nigga. Just keep it real, my nigga. I'm in these streets, nigga, every day. Nigga, y'all better come out here and check on me, man. Straight up, nigga. Y'all respect it, nigga. Straight up. 415, man. Hunter's Point, man. Google us, man.
Young AZ, you think
K100, too. K100 Radio.
Young AZ, you think everybody that didn't like the song is hating on you? You think that?
Man, I'm not even saying. I'm just talking about the comments, man. Motherfucker got to respect my mind out here, man. I'm listening to the station, man. I'm tuned in. I don't have to. I got hella other shit going on. Believe that. But
I know.
I'm tuned in, though. I don't even know about this station, man.
for real, man, on some real shit, but I'm going to fuck with it because it's a radio station. I don't even give a fuck what it is. I want my music play everywhere, in your mama car, your daddy car, your grandma car, everybody's shit, man, needs to be banging this because they already banging me in the UK, man, right now. Canada, overseas, everything, man, and in the U.S., man, all on the East Coast, down South, man. Fuck with me, man. It's real business over here, man. Real player shit, man. Send a bitch, man, to get your money, man, out here, man. Stop hating on niggas coming up, man. Give a motherfucker a chance, man. Straight up, man.
All right. Now let me pause, Young AZ.
Man, my studio, I got studios, man. Big keyboards, Triton, everything. We got Pro Tools, Team HD.
Young AZ.
To get in our shit,
Young AZ. You going to try to out-talk me on my show? You going to try to out-talk me on my show? Can I talk?
I'm not trying to out-talk you, but you got to give me my respect, man, because respect is doing this.
Hold up.
You've been ignoring my calls. Everybody from my area couldn't even get in the vote, though. You got these other places, man. Respect where I'm from, man. It's the West Coast, man.
That's the problem right there. Because this is the thing that you got to understand. You're going to have to let me talk. You got to I'll let you talk.
I'm going to let you talk. The floor is yours. Right. Go ahead, man.
All right, now listen to me. I'm glad that Young AZ is calling in because I feel what he's saying, and I feel that he's not the only nigga who feel like that about what goes on at K100. So I let him talk because we're going to go ahead and clear the air, right? Sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, Captain KO, DFB, and Smoke. I'll go into overtime for you niggas because I wanted him to say that. All right, and I wanted him to finish what he was saying for a specific reason because he feels like a lot of people. See, understand? You got to look at everything that goes on in K100 Radio. If you know the history of K100,
I don't feel nothing like none of these niggas, man. This is me, man. I don't care less about everybody else. I got a record sold, man. Right now, man.
Are you gonna let me talk on my show? Do I have to mute you, or are you gonna let me finish talking on my show? Let me finish talking.
Man, I'm not just on the internet. I got shit digital, man.
I'm a licensed writer
and publisher.
I gave you. I got to mute him. I got to mute him because I gave Young and AZ a second. I came back and did something I don't even do because of his grind, right? This is the artist who had hella people calling into the show, right? He had hella people calling to the show, and I seen him really grinding on Twitter, and he's really on the social network game, whatever, right? And so he didn't like what happened the last time his song got up, right? I only muted him because I just got to talk because he's amped up right now. So I fucked him, but I had to pause him for a minute and let me get the station back, all right? This is what I have to do over here with control. So he's good, and he's got some decent music, you feel me? But he feels like a lot of artists who call in the shows like this right here, where the format is not dictated about where you live at and what your hood and what your people around you feel. You feel me? I know for a fact that he's an artist that has a whole bunch of fucking support because the last time he was on the show, a whole bunch of motherfuckers called in, and this time a whole bunch of motherfuckers called in. Unfortunately, all those motherfuckers over there in the Bay Area who fuck with him like that right there are not the only people that listen to K100 Radio. This is the same scenario when you give on to a DJ and you say, yo, my shit is banging, niggas love my shit, blah, 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 blah. But this is a club DJ. His job is predicated on keeping the dance floor packed, right? Now, you may think that your joint is banging, whatever, whatever, but he knows because he spins in his club all the time what the fuck is going to make these people leave the floor, what the fuck is going to keep him there, the tempos and everything, if he's on his game, right? So he's going to play certain kind of songs, not that he don't fuck with you or whatever, but he's like, he got to play certain shit because his job is dependent on motherfuckers not walking off the floor. Aaron go with K1's radio and internet radio, a person like him who has a grind, who is great, and because he has a grind, and because I've seen how big people support him, I gave him a second shot, and he's still in rotation. He's uber sensitive about people not feeling his joint. And that comes with a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Because he probably is selling units. He probably is doing his thing or whatever. He's probably got music, whatever, popping, whatever. But it doesn't necessarily, in his right, he does. Because I can see that his grind is popping. But at the same time, he has to understand that he's still an indie. Right? The whole world doesn't listen to him. He mentioned that he's got people popping over in the UK. I got people listening to this show in the UK. And it's a whole fucking bunch of them. Right? And we know that, and this is proven at K100 Radio. The point is, I let him talk because he feels like a lot of artists feel, but I want to get him to understand that when you listen to a show like K100 Radio or whatever, and people are critical, because my vote doesn't count for a purpose, right? the people who are listening are people from all over the country. And he says people are hating on his joint. It's not that they're hating. If someone says they don't like your music, they don't like your music. I know a lot of people who don't like Gucci Mane music, but Gucci Mane done completely won on niggas, right? I know a lot of people who think Gucci is fucking horrible, a garbage rapper. I'm one of the people who don't even like Gucci Mane music a lot myself personally. I've never listened to a Gucci Mane record in my car ever, unless it was on the radio. I never bought it. I respect the fact that Gucci's hot. I respect the fact that this brother's got people calling into the show. When he's on the line, people calling in or whatever. But this show is not about how big your homeboy, your hood, or your clique is supporting you. This is about showing you what people are going to think about your shit all over the nation. Right? You can flood the phone lines, and I'm going to go to some of those calls. I went to those 415 numbers, those 415 numbers. It was 8 of them. I took 4 of them. I took half of those calls. But I'm not going to take all 8 of the fucking 415 calls, Young and AZ, because the fucking show is predicated on giving you feedback across the fucking nation, not just 415. Now, that's what everybody has to understand about K100 Radio. We're here to show love to the artists and everything, but we want to make sure that the artists understand that this show is about letting you get feedback from people everywhere. Because we know we got your hood, homie. I see you got your hood, dog. I see the Bay is fucking with you, but is New York going to fuck with you? Is 850 going to fuck with you? 512-404-773-806-917-215? Are they fucking with it? Do they like it? That's the question. And that's what K100 Radio was all about. Understand me? Back to the show. Todd Anthony, what's happening? I thank you for being patient. You ain't CFB and KO. So I was trying to get cats to understand, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes I have to get on a soapbox a little bit because artists feel a kind of way about a certain thing and they take it out of context. You know what I'm saying? They think that it's about them personally and it's like, but it's not though. You feel me? This show is not about each individual. This show is about independent music as a collective. Given a platform, it's about giving you a platform that you can be heard all over the nation where lots and lots of people are listening, which is what K100 is. Lots and lots of people tune in. Our numbers, I don't have to lie about my numbers. I'm not going to debate that with you, period, because I already know what it is. So that's a pointless conversation about who listening. And fuck all that. I'm going to argue with him about how many units he sold. Like he said, he sold 1,000 units. Fine, it's cool. Thousands of people a month listen to K100. I'm not going to fucking argue with you about a nigga I know. Fuck your thoughts and opinions on it, nigga. I know. Okay? So, that's just that. Done talking about that. Okay? I'm not even going to get into that because I know my numbers. The point is, I understand why some artists feel like that because they feel like, yo, my shit is popping, blah, 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 and these niggas is, but it's not even about that. That's not what K100 is designed for, K100 like that. You feel me? That's not what I built the platform for. So I got to, he's not the only person, and I haven't went on this rant in a minute, but he's not the only person that kind of feel that way because it's been like the past couple of Illakills and I've been so tied up and busy and I've been seeing tweets and here and there and Facebook posts and blah, blah, blah. And I've been like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. But now I'm going to go since he wanted to say that, you know what I'm saying? Cause I fuck with him. He said, fuck K100. I fuck with him. And his music is in rotation. He's not even an artist who got killed. This is an artist who got illed twice. He just didn't get illed as much as he wanted to get illed. He wanted to get illed completely across the fucking board where everybody loves it. Didn't work out that way for him. Some people liked it, some people didn't. I took calls from all over the country. And he still had more people like it than didn't like it. He still got in rotation. But I think maybe I thought he was going to assume everybody was going to love it because everybody knew it won't fire up and it don't work that way. I'm going to fuck if you sold 10,000 records because Gucci Mane sold more than that and a lot of niggas don't like Gucci. Motherfuckers talk about Drake all day and niggas sold 1 million ASAP. Motherfuckers talk about him all the time on Facebook. Oh, soft-ass nigga, light-skinned nigga, he ain't real. He ain't talking about him. Nigga, he still did numbers. Shut the fuck up. This is my point. What I'm trying to get you motherfuckers to understand about what's going on over here at K100 Radio. Todd Anthony. Name of this joint is called Like Me. Y'all tell me what you think about it. I'm going to have to go into overtime now because y'all made me go on a 10-minute rant this shit. Turn up.
Ain't no nigga fly like me. Can't no nigga ride like me. Fucking shoes like me. Started ride
Like me. All them bitches and them strippers like me. Thought it. Can't no nigga kill it like me. Hey. Watch me as I ride through the city. Throw them hoes up like a frisbee. Take one, hey, I kill him. Shopping with your boy, that's a ticket. Hoopin' at the check like me. Hoopin' that's your bitch like me. I'm gonna count these eggs like a piece of. Niggas gon' hate till I see them. What boy fresh like me? What girl don't like me? I don't give it damn, I be moving. Sad face, cause they can't do this. Shawty. Who you know that's gon' throw a hundred?
Me.
Girl, I'm the man, that's one. Ain't no nigga fly like me. Can't no nigga ride like me. Ride these motherfucking shoes like me. Sorry. Ride these motherfucking jewels like me.
Come here.
Like me. Like me. All them bitches and them strippers like me. Can't no nigga kill it like me. Watch me go crazy, love for me. Watch me put this game in a chokehold. I think I'ma swag it like the 80s. I think I'ma bag your old lady. Swag it. Bitch, I'm a dragon. I be looking fly on a daily. I'm so fucking sick, I got rabies. I just spend the grip on my new kick.
Real talk.
I just spent nothing on a new bitch.
Real talk.
I be moonwalking on board. I be big talking, I'm a fucking boss.
Ah, that was like me. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. KOCFB Smoke. I ain't going to take nobody out of that. After them guys. Because they was already on the phone, I was going to take them away and roll the show out. 347-934-0966. The switchboard closes in like 6 minutes. So if you're listening on the internet and you want to vote or whatever, or if you one of the people tweet me, right, my Twitter is hilarious right now, seriously. Because people listening to the show and listening to what just went on with what I said and what the artist said, whatever. And so they're weighing in with their opinions about it on Twitter. My Twitter's at K100_radio. You might want to follow me and check it out. I got love for all the artists. And I got love for every independent artist. Never been a hater. Never been a hater. I started this platform for you niggas. All right? Understand that. Don't ever disrespect that shit. This is why I started it. For the independent artists. But it's going to be 100. They call it, I named it K100 for a reason. And what pans out sometimes may not be what you like. You know what I'm saying? May not be what you think. But it is going to be what people feel. It's how they feel. It's 100. What do they feel? What you think? Tell me what you think. Ill or kill? Kill, okay. Todd Anthony. Name that joint is called Like Me. See? Another song. Right there. Let's see what the people think about that one right there. I'm interested to hear their opinions on it right now. 512-801. Ill or kill? 512-801. Hello?
Love it. Like it.
All right, ill. 414-852, ill or kill?
I ain't even here.
All right. 678-862, ill or kill?
Kill.
1-1. 43771, ill or kill?
Kill it.
Hey. Kill. Yikes. 770-715, ill or kill?
Kill.
Nobody Somebody's feeling it like me joint. 51337. I don't know, man. That, you know, the club shit. I mean, I don't go, you know, club shit. I don't know. 513-371. Illa Kill.
Hey, man, you got an explosion tool, man. You going to have to shoot that, blow it up, kill that shit, man. Hell no. Nah. That still sound like some Soulja Boy shit.
Soulja Boy sold a lot of records, by the way. Just want to make sure I point that out.
Shitty, too. He's shitty, too. Shit. That's the reason why Cat Stacks put his ass out there like that.
I'm just saying, people, he did sell some records, though. I'm just saying. We were like,
he's
not like
still get his ass whooped.
Oh, man. See what I'm saying? This is how it's going down tonight. Everything's going to the left, which is not my intentions. 850-814, Illa Kill.
Yo, man, you're going to have to kill that, man. It kind of sound like Chief Keef, but not like Chief Keef, and nah, man, nah.
You say it sound like Chief Keef, but not Chief Keef? I don't even know what that means.
He got the Chief Keef flow, but just no, nah, man. It wasn't original enough for me, man.
Jesus, the originality is not, I don't even know what to say about that particular statement tonight. Kill, that's a kill vote. All right, we got a whole bunch, hold on, I got a whole bunch more people. A whole bunch of 773s. 773-819, Illa Kill. 773-819. 773-209,
Illa Kill. Yo, what up? This Jerry D. Finest, man. It's Jerry D. Finest. That Money Grind joint. I appreciate you for spending my shit. Appreciate all the feedback, man. I could take shit with a grain of salt. It's 100. Y'all keep 100. I fucks with y'all. That shit you just played, blow that shit the fuck up. Kill.
Shout out to Jerry D. He's in rotation. He made the joint. Hey, did you hear what I said about the mixing and mastering on that joint? Did you hear what I said?
I appreciate
about
that shit. Yeah, I appreciate all that shit you said, man. Real talk. You kept 100, but real talk, I got a hard drive and I got my shit backed up. The dude I was fucking with, I don't fuck with no more, but, you know, I respect what y'all said. Real talk.
Yeah, because the joint, that shit, I ain't going to fuck with you, dog. I like, to me, as far as the club type of shit tonight, that was the hardest one of the night, the club type of shit. But it was your vocals, it's your vocals, the way your vocals sound is not in the mix. You feel what I'm saying? So you need to go get that
shit. I respect that shit, big homie. I respect that shit, big homie. You right. You damn right. So I respect that shit.
All right, homie. Thank you. Stand by. Hey, you hear that lady say 60 seconds? That's my switchboard, all right? The computer and my switchboard, because we only rent out, we do 2 hours of switchboard time for Illa Kill, even though we're going to go a little bit so we can get everybody voted on. But you got to call the phone lines right now, and then you can't hang up. So if you listen to me on the internet, you got to dial into the show like right now so you can vote. We're only going to go like another 15 minutes because we only got 3 people left, all right? 347-934-0966. You got to call into the show like right now so you can get on the switchboard if you want to vote. If you want to just listen, we're 24/7. You got to go nowhere if you listen on the internet. But if you want to vote or talk or speak, you got to call the show right now. You got to get to the phone lines and call 347-934-0966 so you can actually vote, because the switchboard won't let you call into the switchboard after 11 p.m. 10 seconds. Won't let you call in after that. You've still got like a minute after that. They're just jugging you right now. But still, 347-934-0966, all right? Call into the show. You feel me? Call into the show, and then so you can vote on the songs and the rest of the joints, all right? Go ahead and do it, because the switchboard is cutting off, and you won't be able to call in. And you can listen or whatever, and once you're on the phone line, it will cut you off, but you can't dial in. So you got to dial in like ASAP right now so you can get through and vote, all right? Once again, hurry up and do it. 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody who's been on the phone lines the whole time. We're going to take KOCFB, all right? And we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Maybe smoke if we can. I only got 15 extra minutes to do tonight. We kind of went off to the left a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That last joint got murked, though. Way, way, way more people killed it. You know what I'm saying? So Todd Anthony's joint got killed. That's a kill. We're going to go to the next one. KO, 347-934-0966. Oh, did I have a KO joint loaded? Hold on. All right. Let's see. Oh, Jersey, yeah, we got him right here. So Gone, head. So Gone, all right. Yeah, we got that joint. All right, so if you're on the phone lines right now, just don't hang up for me. Stay on, and then if you can, just vote for these last couple of songs for me, all right? No need to call the phone number out, because right about now, maybe you can squeeze in at the last minute. But it's really going to be difficult if you can. But right now, the switchboard is closed, so you can't call into the show. So we're going to go ahead and take these last couple of votes with the people that's on the phone lines, all right? You may be able to call like right now. It does go like 5 minutes over most of the time. You feel me? Make a squeeze up in here. Name of this joint is called So Gone. All right. This is KO. 347. No, my bad. I can't even name it. I'm not even calling out the number no more. My bad. I shouldn't have said that. Because it don't even matter anymore. So just whoever on the phone line, that's the people that's voting. And that's that. We're going to go ahead and get these last couple up out of here. All right. This is KO. So long.
So great now, benching my own weight now. There's plenty of women surrounding me, knowing damn well that they're gonna be played out. But it's me coming out, they speaker, that should equal a big payout. But I'm paperless like a Kindle, email, or PayPal. But this year gonna be mine. Wait, I said that last year. Can't believe that I'm back here. Thought to myself like that's weird, but remember I went to Nevada. Performed for Nicki Minaj, had a menage at the Bellagio with women imported from China. Bitch, I went to Atlanta, performed for private dancers. Eastside boy tried to sign me. Little John had me on camera. The video I did in L.A. had porn stars all in your face. That's disgusting. There's so many women I fornicate. The act is if you make it, it almost like you know you're famous. Because once you start complaining, that's where it gets complicated. And you stare at your reflection, reflecting on your creation. You know that what you've been making is the greatest. It's amazing, but so gone. There's an Eminem and a Macklemore. Why the fuck would I be rapping for? But this ain't my first rodeo. I'm a matador, not an amateur. You think I'm a dick, I'm like, okay, am I captured? I'm running in circles around people that's constantly holding me down. Cause the moment I get off the ground, by my songs that's floating around, I'll be back to square one. From now on, I'm bailed. I ain't cash, no fear, I know where I belong. Damn, Drizzy said it the best before he left and went to the west. Try to get everything off the attack. Record the tears, blood, and the sweat. It don't matter. Give it your best. Looking back, you'll have no regrets. The domino will come in effect. Geronimo, right in the success. But you do just that business. Is that no business? Open it, that did it rap. It's so gimmick, but you know business. Open it, so make your money. Don't spend it, just make a comfortable living. And have a couple of children, a wife, or own a home business. You good. Damn, I feel so great now. Benching my own weight now. There's plenty of women.
I'm gonna let a minute of it play because I had to turn down the whole fucking time.
Coming out, they speak. Paperless like a Kindle, email, or PayPal. But this shit gonna be mine. Wait, I said that last year. Can't believe that I'm back here. Thought to myself like that's weird, but remember I went to Nevada. Performed for Nicki Minaj, had a menage at the Bellagio with women imported from China. Bitch, I went to Atlanta. Performed for private dancers. Eastside boy tried to sign me. Little John had me on camera. The video I did in L.A. had porn stars all in your face. Bet I was fucking it, been in discussion, and so many women I fornicate. The act is if you made it, almost like you know you're famous. Cause once you start complaining, that's where it gets complicated. And you stare at your reflection, reflecting on your creation. You know that what you've been making is the greatest, it's amazing. I've been so gone, so long, trying to make a name that I know you'll all remember. But so far. Yeah.
at least play like at least a verse and a hook of that, because I had that, I had the volume down low. I didn't realize I didn't hit the mic button, so whatever, technical shit. So I had to make, I'm pretty sure y'all heard it, but y'all didn't hear it loud enough, so I had to go back and at least let that verse ride and that hook, make sure you really heard it in the right volume, because it was, it went on auto mute because I didn't hit talk back. All right, so that was my fault. That was my bad. That's why I went back and hit rewind real quick and let it play back through in case you're listening. All right. So well, the phone line is what it is. We still got plenty of people on here to vote for it. We'll take a vote for that joint. I like that joint. KO, So Gone. Honestly, if I'm a dick, you know what I'm saying, where the fuck is my catheter? Yeah. Yeah. Wordplay, mix, hook, bars. You get my point. You get my drift. I fucks with it. But let's see what the people on the phone line think. 44852, Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm feeling that, man. That was the hardest song I heard tonight.
Pretty much my assessment, too. 773-819, Illa Kill. 773-819, Illa Kill. 43771, Illa Kill. 43771. 513-371, Illa Kill.
Yo, it's ill. I don't think they can do it without the auto tune. That's all.
I mean, it sounds like the person can actually sing. I think they just did it because that's what's in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. But they could have did without
it. They could do without it though. They could. I think they got the pipes for that. So you know what I'm saying. Let's stay away from the auto tune. We done seen and heard that enough. I'm sick of that shit. But I like that record though. I like it.
Yeah, that's why I know the record is dope, because even as much as I'm sick of auto tune, I still like it. If I still like it,
right,
and it got auto tune on it, it got to be a good record to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And I can't even tell you how much I'm sick of it. So yeah, that part right there. 773-209, Illa Kill.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Jerry D, man. That other 773 don't my other numbers. You can just take that one out. But I fuck with that shit. Ill for real. No doubt.
All right. For sure. Ill. 850-814. Illa Kill.
Yo, I'm going to ill that one, man. He need to turn down that reverb just a little bit, my bro. But I'm going to ill it. It was a good record.
Ill. 862, Illa Kill. 678-862.
I'm going to say Ill It. It was a good song, man. Good record.
Absolutely. Ill. All right. Hold on. 732-270. Ill or Kill?
Ill It. It's KO.
All right, homie. Stand by. Don't hang up. No one hang up. I got to do the CFB joint. CFB coming up right now. I still got about 15 people on the phone lines. Thank you for staying over overtime with me. I got plenty of people listening on the internet, but you can't call in now, so they probably hung up and thought they can call in, but you can't call in after 11 p.m. on the switchboard. It doesn't work that way. So, sorry. People are like, yo, I see people tweeting me. I tried to call. What the fuck? You can't call in after 11 o'clock on the switchboard. But I really appreciate you guys, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, I appreciate you guys hanging around with me for the overtime. All right, for real, real talk, like, because y'all could be doing anything else. You know what I'm saying? Monday Night Football is on and shit. Fucking Oregon and Stanford is playing and shit. I'm a fucking sports fanatic, in case you didn't know. So I really would like being there watching TV and shit instead of fucking with you niggas. But I love y'all niggas. Seriously. I do. You know what I'm saying? I do this because I love it, man. I'm not one of these guys. I want to get I get a little money off music. I want to get money off music. But at the same time, I really do love doing this shit. You feel me? So this is why I'm still sitting here. Even though Monday Night Football is on, and I got a lovely little lady in there waiting for me too, by the way. Just saying. So there's other shit I could be doing, fellas. Seriously. Like, seriously, dog. But I fuck with y'all. Cash Family Business. Everywhere we go, turn up.
King Kami made this shit.
Shout out to King Kami. Yeah, part of me is we get paper like everywhere of my real bitches. Yeah, CMB is the cold call. My nigga gone, he had a dream. I can't slip no more. I can't forget to my own deck to my money falls to the floor. I grab a girl with so many grams, I get it off my bro. These niggas fucked up, hoes fucked up, they just trying to get chose. I gotta urge the Spurs, bitch, I'm pulling down to my clothes. My fans say I'm so dope, they feel me all in their hoes. Time's money, you broke, waste no time with that foe. You ain't real, but call it real, that's why you so cold. Me and Digga been getting figures since the fucking toe. We at top and can't stop, and you don't know, you won't know. Yeah, burn them haze, we getting paper like everywhere that we go. It's a long way, the strong way, like everywhere that we go. And you been losing them hoes, you choosing like everywhere that we go. You know, I'm showing love, I'm so blood, like everywhere that we go. Yeah, brought them haze, we getting paper like everywhere that we go. It's a long way, the strong way, like everywhere that we go. And you been losing them hoes, you choosing like everywhere that we go. You know, I'm showing love, I'm so blood, like everywhere that we go. Black nigga, I'm getting high, nigga, yeah, probably with your hoe. She don't play fair like daycare, I drop my kids off for her throw. Yeah, nigga, I'm that nigga, I die before I go broke. I remix and tell her Pepsi, be careful with that coke. Stick to the code, don't talk on them cell phones. I fucked up all night, then after that, I'm gone. You know it's the long way, bitch, roll up that strong. Let your bitch kick it, and she never wanna go home. Rollin' that poke in, got a nigga in his zone. No lazy and crazy, just let us alone. All about that bread and cheese, like a prison. With some mercury, how they copy me, so shout out to my clone. This is my cologne, smell about a pound around my throne. CFD tomorrow, bitch, call me out the phone.
All right, I'm at my 15-minute mark, man. I really wanted to get Smoke and John Pimp in, man, but I really can't, man, because I really wasn't anticipating on going in overtime tonight. I really didn't have that. That wasn't in the cards. You know what I'm saying? If I wouldn't have had to kind of go on a little bit of a tangent, per se, and, you know, just give, you know, just because, but that was really important, man. You got to understand that, okay, I really want artists to understand that when I say some shit, bro, trust me, I be saying shit to artists on K100, bro, that executives and DJs and people be saying, like, behind their back, like, for real. You feel me? DJs and record execs, man, I don't even want to talk about it because then it's going to make it seem like I'm just trying to big myself up, but I trust me. You feel me? This platform, this shit, what I'm doing right here, has afforded me respect in the industry. It's a lot of people that fuck with K100 Radio. I know for a fact, 100, that there's A&Rs of labels who actually listen to K100 Radio just to see what's popping and what's new and what's going on and listen to, because there's some indie artists who have got hooked up with real situations through K100 Radio because the person heard them on here and was like, yeah, that one person, and they see me tweeted and then they met them on Twitter and then some shit happened. You know, I'd have put monies in motherfuckers' pockets. They didn't put a dime in my pocket, but this platform put money in their pocket. Understand that this platform and this shit is for real, bro. I promise you, it's not about hate. It's anything but hate. But you have to, as an artist, you have to understand and be able to understand that criticism, constructive criticism, comes with the territory. You feel me? If you blow the fuck up, nigga, it's gonna be if a million motherfuckers like you, nigga, it's gonna be 200,000 motherfuckers that hate your ass. Look at Drake. As much good music as this dude puts out, I mean, my personal opinion, as much good music as he puts out constantly, never, you know what I'm saying, kills bars, bitches love him, blah, 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 doesn't matter. You try to find a chick in the armor, and every time you keep trying, you keep fucking failing. That's why you keep fucking hating on the wrong nigga. You feel me? And it doesn't matter what he does, sell a million in a week, it don't matter. It's motherfuckers who going to say something about him. It's motherfuckers who are going to say something about your music. It's going to be people who don't like your shit, bro. I don't know how else to tell you that shit. Question is, how do you deal with it? How you handle it? You feel me? Respect is being able to say, you don't like my shit? Oh, that's cool, my nigga. Well, maybe you'll like this one. You don't like that one either? Shit, nigga, hold on. Who you like? Oh, you like that nigga? Hold on, I got some shit kind of like that right there, nigga. Listen to this. That's respect. You got to respect the listener like you want the listener to respect you, or the whole shit is mutually pointless. Period. I can't express it enough because I'm in the midst of these motherfucking players, and the things they say make me hate them but respect them at the same time, because they in a position to where they have to take that stance. I'm not, what I'm doing, I'm not in that position, but understand that I'm in a higher position to where you should listen to what the fuck I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And you're talking to somebody who knows your grind. I'm an artist. I started as an artist. I'm a producer. I still make beats. I still bust. I still do songs and drop music sometimes. I understand what you're going through. I understand your grind. Google Blizzom. You're going to find Pandora, CD Baby, Spotify, Moog. Everywhere you can think of music, I got a fucking app. Everything. And then when you find all that shit, you're going to find the rap motherfucker Blizzom. Not the program director of K100 Radio. Just Google Blizzom and see what comes up. You got 10 pages of shit, and it's going to be about me being a rapper and a producer. And they're going to say shit about K100 Radio at first until you get by that. Well, it's going to say somebody on the first page. But still, 2-3 pages, it's still talking about the rapper Blizzom, because I was a rapper longer than I was K100 Radio. I'm not the motherfucking DJ who started the station. I'm not the fucking guy who can't fucking rap, who's telling you about rap. I rap. I've been rapping. And when you listen to my music, you understand why I got a high standard for these fucking bars. Because I flow. So understand that when you're listening to K100 Radio, bro, you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting a person who understands your grind and respects your grind and loves your grind and lived your grind as an artist, but who graduated and understand and who over hobnobbing with these motherfuckers who can't fucking rap shit, but I know them and I talk to them and I'm friends with them and I'm at all these fucking parties and events and shit, shooting shit with them so I can get game to give back to you motherfuckers. Let's find out what people think about CFB. And we're getting up out of here. You got a couple people left anyway. I'm pretty sure. I don't know what they're going to think about CF. We got enough people to vote, though. Plenty of people to vote. And then we get up out of here, man. All right. I got to say all that because it's like 50 people listening online that I can see. And I don't know how many people listening on TuneIn or who going to listen to the fucking replay on fucking iTunes. So it's just some stuff I just want you guys to understand, homie. I'm in your corner. I'm not the motherfucker you want to get at odds with. I'm the asset. Okay? Trust me, I'm the asset. 44852. What you think about the CFB joint?
Yeah, I'm feeling the ill in it.
All right, ill. Ill or kill. Oh, that's my phone number. My bad. I can just kill that line. Top to bottom. 43771. Ill or kill.
Yo, this is Smoke. You go out and holler at me next week, and we'll get the track going.
Yeah, I got you, homie. I got you. What you think about that last joint? I got you. You'll be first
kill
up
it.
Next. You think kill it?
Kill okay. it.
All right. One ill, one kill. 513-371, ill or kill?
I'm feeling generous. We're going ill it.
You feeling generous tonight? He's an illy.
I'm just playing with you.
This is the actual number.
They just gotta them other artists just gotta learn how to take constructive criticism. That's all it really is, man.
Yeah, it because it's not about a respect, bro. It's not. It's really not. You feel me? This show is not about disrespecting people. It's about what you think about the record. You feel me?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like until niggas is like on MTV telling me it's like respect, nigga. I respect, yeah, but I mean, still understand that the platform is at the end of the day still bigger than you.
Absolutely.
If you sold 1,000 records, nigga, I do 1,000 motherfuckers listening in 3 days, max.
Man.
Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Man, maybe. Salute the damn DJs. You hear me?
So it's not even about that, homie. You know, I'm trying to get people to understand my point. My point. So, yeah. All right. Thank you, homie. Holding
yep.
on. All right. 773-209. Ill or kill.
Yo, Blizz, man, I fuck with you, man. The game's supposed to be sold, not told, but you respecting the artist, we respecting you, man. Real talk. I'm going to keep it 100, too. kill that shit. This Jerry D, man. I appreciate your love and, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck you doing for artists out here. I respect you, man. No lie. Shot town all day, man. Respect you.
Thank you, homie. Appreciate it. And that's the kill for CFB. Shit. I don't know what CFB. I'm going to have to bring... Because we have to... We in after hours and people are hanging up and people can't even call in and vote if they want to. I'm going to pause on that vote for CFB. Because it's not a bad song. And so I don't want them to get killed because, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? People's... I don't know, maybe because even the artist himself is not even on the phone line right now, so he didn't even. I don't even know. Maybe people phone lines. I'm not gonna do them like that. That's not fair, because we already in overtime. I don't even like doing overtime because you can't call in because people listening and they may hear a song and be like, "Oh, I fucks with that," and they want to call in at that moment. You feel me? That's why I don't like doing overtime because you can't call into the switchboard. You know what I mean? I don't like doing it like that. So I'm gonna pause on CFB. I'm gonna just keep them loaded up for next week. Smoke. John Pimp, of course, but he didn't even get close to getting called up. Shout out to Smoke for hanging around this whole time, man. I'm getting ready to get up out of here, man. I'm going to go in here and chill. I'm going to go in here and eat some good food and drink a little bit of drink, and I'm going to do what I do. Well, on a Thursday, too, no doubt. Oh, my God. I could have been at Ultimate Bar, niggas. I could have been at Ultimate Bar. Ass everywhere. You know what the Ultimate Bar is in Atlanta? Ask somebody. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. Seriously, man. I really do. Shout out to Five Star Management. Shout out to Five Star Management, man. You feel me? They've been rocking with me the whole time, man. Five Star Management, man. I thank you, man. I appreciate that respect, homie. Real talk. Thank you. Thank you very much. And also, shout out to Young and AZ. Because the homie, I fuck with the homie. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Young and AZ. And I think he's gonna be all right. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? He's gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? He's because he told me he said he was 23. He'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? I think he gets it. And I think he's got a following. So wherever he's at, whatever he's doing, the streets is fucking with him. Cause they calling in, they supporting him, and they tweeting and stuff. So you know, this is definitely about. Teaching the homie, you know what I'm saying, and letting them know, homie, you know what I'm saying. This platform is for you. This platform is not against you. It's for you. And so when people say that, what they say, listen to what they say. If they say they don't like this, and this, hit the lab and try and up it on that. You know what I mean? That's all it is. They don't like this, and this. Go fix that. Period. That's it. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show, man. We're gonna get back into the music. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and keep it hip-hop. We in the realm right now. I don't want to soften it up. I don't. I'm going to let you guys ride up. If you listen to K100 right now, I'm going to go ahead and like play a whole bunch of bangers, like back to back to back. I mean, don't get me wrong. We got a lot of bangers, but we got music that we just kind of show love to, you feel me, whatever. But I'm going to play a whole bunch of bangers, like back to back to back. Hip-hop, mainstream and indie, okay? I got that new joint by Yo Gotti that I really, really like. I'm going to go ahead and set it off with J. Cole. It's the first Yo Gotti joint that I really just love. I like. I fuck with Yo Gotti music. I respect Yo Gotti's grind because he dictated his own shit. Like, he was so big as an indie, they had to lay down and get this nigga what he want. I respect that, how he did that on his own and made him have to lay down because he did so much by, yeah. This is what we're trying to do over here. Promote. That's what we promote over here. So his grind, what he did, is just doing his own joint and then making him lay down, nigga, and give him what he wanted. Respect to Yo Gotti for that. But I, as an MC, it's like he's okay. But this joint he got with J. Cole, that Cold Blood, nah, love the record. Love the record, dog. Really like the J. Cole and Yo Gotti record. Serious talk. My best song I ever heard from him personally. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna start it off with that. And we got the new Gunplay with Wayne and Future. And then we got a whole bunch of independent joints that we're going to play. So you guys hang around. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, man. If you want to hear everything that went down tonight, my opinions, my whatever, feedback, back and forth, you can always go to our Blog Talk page. Of course, we don't use it that much. We only use it for the switchboard, for the shows, for the Ill Kill shows. But it's actually being recorded right now over at blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. But since we went 24/7, we got our own... You know, platform over here with the servers and everything and all that other kind of stuff. We only use Blog Talk for the but everything gets recorded when we use the switchboard. But we only use it for Illa Kill and interviews now. You feel me? So, but it gets recorded ASAP. We take it and we juice it up and put it on SoundCloud later. But if you want to hear it right now, you want to hear what was said right now, 5 minutes from now, it'll be on Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com/K100Radio. Again, follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. I follow back everybody at BLIZM. Hit our Facebook page up, Facebook.com/K100Radio. Everything is K100Radio. Instagram is K100_radio. You feel me? If you go to that Instagram, you can find my own. Mine is Blizzum_chainless. But you can go to K100Radio. You can find me over there. I tag myself all the time on the K100Radio post. So the Instagram is K100_radio. Shout out to Bitch Strips. I'm a Bitch Strips addict. My Bitch Strips are the shit, though. I'm just witty like that. I'm witty like that. It's funny. You love them. And my Bitch Strips about music shit. Real talk. My Bitch Strips be about these rap niggas. And these industry men. These from janky promoters and all kind of shit. That's my Bitch Strips be about shit that you can relate to. For real. All right, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. I really appreciate it, man. Shout out to all the ladies who skipped Illa Kill to watch Scandal. I feel your pain, though. Shout out to Obscenity. Obscenity. You wanted the 4220? I'm going to throw that on for you, homie. Yes, Cash Family Biz. You got to stop sending shit in so late. That's always your issue. You always come on the show late. You always send the music late. And you always come on the show after 9 o'clock. If you come on at 10 o'clock, if you come on, call in and get on the show at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. your time, you'll always get reviewed. You always call in for your review at 9, 10:30 and shit. That's why you guys always keep getting at the end. Jesus. You know that's my little brother, them. And that's my little blood brother from my daddy, nigga. And I don't give a fuck. They got to play by the rules, too. I love them little niggas, but ain't no goddamn, I'm not skipping. They not skipping shit because they my little brothers. Them is literally my blood brother CFB is. And they be like, damn, bro. What I tell you? See, I'm preparing them for what they're going to face. Because it's going to be a whole bunch of motherfuckers who don't ain't no kin to them to be like, nigga, I don't know you. Fuck you. What you got? Blah. And that's how they're going to get treated. So I'm trying to prepare them for what's really going on. But I love CFB. All right. Yo Gotti and Gunplay and a whole bunch of new shit. I'm going to get that Obscenity on. Don't move the dial. You're not rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio. Yeah!
You're smack dab of the hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio. Hey.